It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
What's poppin', people? The Drew and Mike Show is in the deals in the D.com studios. It's the Thursday show with myself, Trudy, Mark, Brandon, and Joey are all in the house.
It's real, my lady.
There was a little bit of an Oscar Pistorius off going on.
It's a little fun to talk like that, my lady.
How was the documentary?
You know, honestly, the part you saw was probably the most boring part of the 4 hours.
Well, people were defending him. That was boring me.
Well, they were going into the more social issues of what was going on in South Africa
boring.
At the time. And no, you're right. It's a four-hour documentary series that debuted on Amazon Prime. It could have just been a two-hour documentary series because they have a lot
of good footage, my lady.
They have close-up shots.
Close-up shots of Reva's body. I miss Reva. I'm so sorry I shot her 4 times because I was angry with her, my lady. She was talking about leaving.
He's
a little
monster,
bitch.
Man.
Mark back-sassed that documentary.
I know,
nobody's
he's yelling
business.
At it again.
And apparently there's a murder lover in the house. Zeus is on Team Oscar. I don't know, everybody's the room is up in arms about that.
I think he thinks I'm innocent because I am... My lady. Like the way I cheated and got in the Olympics with my extra long blades.
Can I ask you exactly what Zoof said to get the Team Oscar label?
How do you feel about dating an amputee?
Every time I yelled at the TV, which was usually during his cross-examination, Joe's like, well, do you believe that part of it? I'm like, no, because he killed her.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Zeus.
And so Mark finally just shot back.
Thanks for your support, we Zeus. Appreciate your support, my lady.
He also asked the question I'd been dying to ask for about a half an hour after hearing my lady, which is why says my lady.
Addressed to my lady.
I think that's custom in their courts.
I know, but...
What if it's a dude judge?
My lady. Then it's...
My man.
I did not kill him.
I loved Reva Sting.
My man.
I loved Reva, my man. I think we should
I
do
love
the whole
you,
show.
My man.
We do the whole show in Oscar Pistorius' voice. I agree. I concur.
Oh, my. Well, there are other things besides Oscar Pistorius.
Barely. Are there?
Barely. Yeah, I just spent 4 hours watching it.
It's a bit of a slow day. We're trying to get Gary Graff to spice things up after being busted for not reading his Bob Seger review, which I still haven't read.
He's ghosting me.
So when you said that maybe he could come on, you were suggesting he come on today. I was like, no, I meant tomorrow. I haven't read it yet. I got really upset. But if he turns up, he turns up. There's a lot of music to talk about. New music from three Pauls. Paul McCartney, Paul Carrick, and Paul Simon.
Oh.
And Gary's view, of course, on the Beatles masturbating together. wants to give us one.
The New York Post's view.
Can people please stop sending me the email? I know. It's not my favorite Beatles story, okay?
What was the cover, Trudy, in the
Beat
Post?
The Meatles.
Solid.
With a picture
solid.
Of them on the front.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, New York Post.
Did they have pictures that kind of worked for that? Usually they find a picture that fits the crime.
They all have their mouths open.
Oh, boy.
No, it was just the two of them.
Yeah, this is the picture here.
Well, Paul's mouth's open.
It seems like George has escaped us. I would think George would have been. I guess he said three of John's friends were there.
Yeah.
Wait, was that their cover today or yesterday?
Yesterday. That's
the cover of the whole New York Post.
Yeah. That was yesterday. That's
on
9/11. That's their 9/11 cover.
Yes,
published it said published on September 12th.
Oh, okay.
You gotta love the New York Post for that. I mean, that's what makes the New York Post the New York Post.
I know.
Yeah.
Hard Day's Night. Paul reveals Beatles sex secrets. Me and John masturbated with a group, m'lady.
M'lady. And there's a big header that just says come together.
Ah! They spelled it wrong.
C-U-M?
No, it's C-O-M-E, whatever that means.
What the hell? Okay, is this something young guys do?
I've heard of people circle jerking, but not really.
Jacks.
I mean, Bentley could probably add a lot to this conversation with some of his friends.
He made it an addendum.
He has one friend that I swear he must always just be masturbating, just based on all the stories we hear about him, because he's masturbated 8 times in a day. He masturbated with 5 friends. He masturbated into someone's drink. And it's always one guy, yeah.
Wasn't there a guy at a bachelor?
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
Is he the guy in the group text who stirs the drink with his penis?
No.
Are these actual people that he's...
Isn't there a guy at a bachelor party? I know, I'm not sure if I'm conflating the story. This might be Walter's story. At a bachelor party?
He was beaten off?
Yeah, somebody got so worked up by the stripper, they started beating off.
Yeah, you got tunnel vision.
There were like 10 guys there who just all of a sudden the party just went limp.
Well, except for him.
Yeah, except for him.
He was in the zone.
Me off.
I'm just so stunned every time I hear one of these stories. I don't know. I don't have any friends that would do that.
I knew there was a group activity, though. I guess I never heard of that. Chicks would never do that.
Why not?
Shout out dudes' names? I thought that part of the story was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, Bridget Bardot. That was sort of innocent and cute.
Bridget, isn't it funny to think of Bridget Bardot? I mean, when you see her now, she's this hag who just absolutely does not care what she looks like. I mean, she's ancient now, but I mean, even 30 years ago, she was very haggish. And she was everybody wanted to look like Bridget Bardot. She was smoking hot. I don't know if we can produce the proper picture of her.
She had a carefree sort of look.
Yeah, she was really, she was quite, quite gorgeous. And a lot of girls were dyeing their hair blonde. She looked like
my type, the type I'd shoot.
Huge tubes.
Yeah, great
tits. I'd shoot her 4 times, m'lady.
And really, I mean, just a real sensual look. Mm-hmm. And the story with the Beatles was that Cynthia Lennon styled her hair like her, and I think a couple other girlfriends might have, Patty Boyd,
right,
and her sister Jenny. Eric Clapton nailed both of them, by the way, both smoking.
Eric.
And there's a third Boyd sister that's hot. I think he might have nailed her too. And then Jane Asher also, and they finally met Bridget Bardot, and she liked Paul, I guess, and Paul wasn't real interested in her. John was, and so John said, he would write a song about her, and then he got drunk, and he tried to nail her, and she's like, where's my son? So he's like, fuck the song! And she's like, well, forget it then! So nothing happened.
Quiet.
But then he beat off.
Maybe that's why her name was shouted out that night. I don't know. But he also revealed that didn't he acknowledge that there were some, they were provided whores?
Yeah, Paul did.
But no orgies.
Oh, they were in Vegas, weren't they? And somebody's
I think
like,
he said he had 2, and he was kind of, I just need one.
He had a fixer, and no, didn't he say he had 2, and that was sort of the most?
Yeah.
Because orgies weren't his thing, but right. that was the closest.
He had 2 once, and yeah. I mean, that would be, either be, okay, he had a 3-way. Like I said, he really wants to sell this record for some reason. Really wants to be number one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gary Graff, I don't know if we'll turn up, but there's, you know, the 3 Pauls have records out. Bob Seger has a record out. We better read that before we talk to Graff. Somebody better read before we talk to Gary Graff. and then T-Rex has a box set. I don't know what, is there interesting T-Rex stuff out there? We don't know. I like T-Rex. I thought that was kind of cool.
He took it long enough, right?
Well, who's running that now. there's one other thing. Oh, Soft Cell has a box set.
What?
Like, really? Wait.
What, one song on it?
Tainted Love, yeah. Done 19 different ways. Actually, they
72 had, minutes of Tainted Love.
They were bigger over there. So I don't think that's a big story over here. Gary probably. If Gary did an article about that, I'll be shocked. I'm not studying for that.
Do people mistakenly call the T-Rex Trex?
No, they were called Tyrannosaurus Rex, weren't they? Or,
yeah, but when you see T-Rex, I don't know. Maybe now.
I don't think so. No.
T-Rex.
Oh, that was a cool name.
Yeah, it was a cool man. Mark Bolan was a giant.
Yeah.
across the pond, and this was the only song that was a big hit here. I'm not sure why.
What about All the Young Dudes?
That was Mott the Hoople.
Oh.
That was a big hit, though.
Get it on. Get it on. Get it on. He's pretty cool.
Oh, Children of the Revolution. That wasn't a
hit?
It was
not really a hit, no. That was kind of
I like that song.
I think that song grew in stature over a couple decades.
Yeah.
And then,
it's a movie, isn't it?
Didn't Elton John play it live with the Baby Shambles dude?
Pete.
You're right.
Pete Daugherty. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, that was cool. I'd forgotten about this song completely. I thought he did it really well. I have to admit, I like Pete Daugherty. Like his music.
Yeah. When is Baby Shambles going to tour?
Good question. He's out there playing. Which version is that? That's Mark Bolan, isn't it?
T-Rex.
Says it is. Says okay. It's Trex.
I was going to say, why don't you put on the version Elton John did with Pete Daugherty? Because Pete Daugherty's wearing that hat, and it's like so falling off his head the whole song. It seems like he's wasted, but I don't think the hat ever falls off. It was really distracting. I was like, well, is that hat going to fall off or not?
This is my favorite T-Rex song.
Probably had enough sebum that it like fused in.
Maybe there was a lot. Maybe the sebum caused it to be so slippery. What song is this, Brandon?
His favorite Trek song.
T-Rex.
It was a dinosaur
Jurassic
joke.
Park.
I see. I thought so. I was just wondering. As a T-Rex fan, I didn't recognize it.
Well, then, that was later.
Thank you for supporting Bob Geldof, who's one of the greatest.
Just start rocking, Elton.
And to do this song, which is...
Oh, yeah. Man. No, he's got Bobby pins to keep that hat on.
Oh, wow.
He looks like a general in some drugged out army.
Yeah. And he was a rocker.
Yeah! God, he looks so wasted.
Doesn't he? I can't see the screen. Is the hat falling? Is the hat look dubious?
Yes.
He's putting it back on and holding it.
You know,
yeah, if you're going to wear a hat, why don't you just wear one that fits?
He's very,
it's off now.
Drug slinky when it comes out. Very rock and roll.
Yeah, he is. I agree. No, I thought this was really cool.
Slithers out.
I feel like he was walking to the stage and somebody else was wearing that hat. And he's like, that's cool. I want to wear that on stage.
And it just appropriated it.
And it doesn't fit.
It's not a bad theory.
It's Kate Moss. It's her hat.
It's Kate's hat.
I think it's kind of interesting that Elton John would play with this fucked up young guy.
He was with Eminem.
But Eminem was, I think you could count on him to show up and perform.
Yeah, true.
Eminem, by the way, is number one in the UK. Is he number one in the US, I assume?
I would think so.
Suv's? Eminem number one? Shaking his head.
Siv's busy on Team Oscar. He doesn't have time for this kind of business.
He's trying to help free me, my lady.
You're shaking your head, man. Shaking your head.
I've hired Siv's full time, my lady. I'm going to file an appeal with Siv's help.
Siv's believes in me, my lady.
Oh, ridiculous. It'll live in infamy. Zod M59, Dodge Ram. And Zod M59 Chrysler Jeep. Interrupt me if you find out.
Billboard 200, number one.
It is?
Yes.
Okay. What's the rest of the top 10? Just curious.
Oh, that's
sounds
his
like a number one hit tune, all right.
Yeah.
That's his ninth. That's pretty good. Cool.
Yeah, he can put up just about anything out and it'll be number one.
About the rest of the list. Do you have it, Trudy?
No, go ahead.
Travis Scott with Astroworld, Drake with Scorpion, something, I whatever Troy Sivan is, never heard of that thing. The name of the album's Bloom, Ariana Grande, Sweetener. Post Malone, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Nicki Minaj, Queen, BTS, Love Yourself. That's the South Korean band.
Tricep.
Oh, boy.
Why Didn't We? 8 Letters is 9th. And then Juice WRLD, WRLD, Goodbye and Good Riddance.
What?
Here's some Troye Sivan for you.
11 is XXX Tentacion.
I got a notification from the UK. The UK's, I don't know, this is weird. They give you like an advance, like this is what it looks like for Fridays, you know, when the new top 10 comes out. And it was because of a Paul McCartney thing I have that notified said Paul McCartney number two behind Eminem number one.
Oh, okay.
And so I switched over to the singles just to see. God, I wonder what the song, hot songs are in England. And I swear to God, like six of the top 15 are Eminem songs. And every time I look at the charts now, that's the way it is. It's like one person has, you know, eight songs out of the top 20.
Probably because they count streaming now.
Right.
People are just streaming.
Every song
is
an individual release. There's really no... The idea of an album is... I mean, does anyone listen to an album anymore?
No.
Yeah, but it sounds like they're listening to the whole Eminem thing over and over and over and streaming it, which is why those songs are all up at the top.
Well, or they're picking their favorite songs and they're streaming those songs, so... Yeah, and they're streaming them more than any other songs. Mm-hmm. So
the UK charts are actually kind of interesting, though, because they have themes... Old songs that come back and all of a sudden they're charting and they're
songs in a movie or and also they cover each other a lot. You know, after not that long a time, you'll see a song. Wait, was it 5 years ago? And somebody new is doing it.
Has anyone checked the South African charts? No, man. Lady, I've been
sure Zeeves is all over it.
I don't have a radio in my jail cell, m'lady. I can't get cell reception, m'lady.
Do they have their own charts? Oh, that's mean.
Probably.
Of course they do. They're a country.
but I was telling you, of course, about Zion 59 Dodge Ram and Zion 59 Chrysler Jeep continuing to rock the deals in the D Summer Clearance event, where you can lease the new, completely redesigned 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, which is
$248 a month.
The Ram Bighorn is the number one selling half-ton truck in Detroit. You can lease it for $248 a month at Zot M59 Dodge Ram. Anybody say Jeep over
Jeep.
Jeep. Jeep.
I couldn't reach the pedals with my knob.
But I drove it really fast. And shot,
I over-accelerate with my my fake legs on.
Summer clearance event. You can lease new loaded 18 Jeep Cherokee for $199 a month.
This Cherokee has heated leather seats, all-wheel drive, backup camera, CarPlay, plus much, much more, and it can be yours for just $199 a month. Check out their ridiculous summer clearance event specials and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo.
Eminem is not number one in South Africa.
What is number one?
George Ezra, my lady.
They have some weird,
I actually like
some
that
weird
dude.
Bands.
George Ezra.
Oh, really?
And I feel like this is some goddamn National Geographic shit.
Okay. I don't know if this is for this week or like a year ago, my lady.
Continue with Dr. Yaldo.
Yes, he's been with us all year and checking in on some of our people who've gone to see him, including somebody's going tomorrow. Jason says he went after listening to the podcast, telling himself it's time to do this. It's the little things, being able to read a bottle in the shower or watch TV in bed without glasses or contacts. But the best is being able to ride my Harley with regular sunglasses instead of a prescription pair. And then Robert said he decided to get LASIK. It was the best decision I've ever made. Wish I would have done it years ago. The staff was great. The procedure took only minutes. And the next day I was back at work with little discomfort. Keep it stiff. That's part of what he loves about Dr. Yaldo is the keep it stiff part. Both Jason and Robert got all laser custom LASIK, the best there is, and got it from the best Dr. Yaldo, the most experienced LASIK surgeon in Michigan. They also got the Drew and Mike discount, the lowest price in the metro area, and the evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Let's do it, and you can see better in the dark, so you don't shoot your girlfriend. Yeah, four times through the door because you're so mad at her. Yes. Dr. Yaldo can save that. But don't let your girl see it or else she might read your text messages, m'lady. Which will lead to a fight and then you have to shoot her, m'lady.
You know, the overriding thing that seemed to be, at least the part I was watching, which there was a lot of apologist-type crap in there, which I hate. But they were suggesting that and I didn't remember this so much from the trial. You know, we got it secondhand a little bit, although we were following it.
We were watching it.
Yeah.
I don't remember so much that the neighbor saying they heard screaming before the shots.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it was the I thought that the
we knew there
the
was
version
screaming.
We got.
We knew there was screaming, but it was impossible for her to scream after the shot, they revealed.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I shot her head off, the lady.
Did he hit her in the head?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. A bullet hit right here, split. And you can see that. They have the picture of the documentary. You can see her brain.
God, it's horrible.
Oh, wow. They showed everything.
I just had this horrible
thought. Seriously, Michelle thought she still looked
She still looked hot.
She still looked pretty good dead.
Seriously, Chachelle thought, I'm just wondering what he was pissed, like what she did to piss him off so much. I mean, not that he should have shot her in the head, but like what
wait,
exactly.
She did to piss him off?
Just wondering what, I mean, what in his mind, I mean, did she.
Oh, she's a she's a woman, and I don't listen to
did
women.
Did she call him Stumpy? I mean,
tell
did
them
she.
To shut up.
Did she tell him to shut up? I mean, I don't know what. I'm just wondering what
up,
it
Stumpy.
Was that she did or said.
Well, it's interesting you.
I don't take no orders from no women.
Remember, there was all the text messaging, and there was some talk about him looking at.
So he was looking at porn before he shot her.
Which doesn't seem to be true, but he had a second cell phone that was charging.
It's charging up in the kitchen, m'lady.
And the police lost it. It's crazy.
They lost it.
They found it later, and they find that it had been hooked up to an account named, what was it? Titanium. Titanium Hulk.
Hulk, yeah.
They're like, who's Titanium Hulk?
Him.
It was hooked up to that computer. It was his brother, and the whole phone was wiped clean.
By Titanium Hulk, my brother. My lady.
Why is his brother Titanium Hulk, though? He doesn't have titanium
legs. Titanium Hulk?
Right. Yeah.
I thought you couldn't wipe a phone clean. I thought they could go and dig up the
ghost
you know,
files.
If the police could at least get it. I mean, not that anybody could do it, but the police could have the wherewithal to get that.
There's a lot of OJ relation here. The police were kind of bungling the whole investigation. The fact that they lost the phone was pretty embarrassing, but when they got it back, he reset
the. Wouldn't you think the phone company could get the.
And they
what
did.
They, needed, they did. Okay.
But you can't get everything. So he wiped the phone clean, and what they got is, you know, phone calls that went out, data usage that went out, and what apps went out. One of the apps was the WhatsApp, the messaging system. They don't know the exact, what the text exactly said. But it came in at 1:30, which blows his whole lineup of when they went to bed and everything. And it was 10 minutes before.
Before people who are screaming, m'lady.
A text from?
They don't know, but that he's had this M.O. with the girlfriend before, who was hotter than Reva, his previous girlfriend.
Really?
But she was mad because he was constantly contacting the girl before her, and she was the other one. He always cheated on his women. So the thinking is, this is one, Reva was the one woman that put her foot down and said, fuck you, this is Valentine's
Day. Well, he showed her.
Yeah,
kidding.
Kind of.
Sorry.
Well, in his mind.
No, I know.
I thank you, Drew. I agree with you wholeheartedly, m'lady. I agree with you, my Drew. Zeus isn't the only one that understands.
That's the theory. But even that motive aside, his story is such bullshit. I don't know who could believe his version of what happened besides Zeus. Because he claims he.
Get off my man Zeus' back.
She was in bed next to him. And whispered, like, oh, you can't sleep, is what she said to him when he went and moved the fans. And then while his back was to her, that's when she went into the bathroom.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
It's total bullshit. And he
by
never.
The burglar went and locked himself in the little bathroom within the bathroom. There's a stall, and right. The burglar was so scared of Pistorius and his no feet legs that
he. Pitched voice.
Ran,
yeah.
Oh, my God, he ran into the bathroom to hide.
His version is
locked
so
himself ridiculous. In the bathroom stall.
And why is he going to fire a gun if he doesn't know what he's firing at?
If the
doesn't
guy's so
Reva
scared
is.
That he locked himself in the bathroom stall, I think he could have called 911 and probably had them take care of it and said, I've got a fucking gun on you, asshole.
But
no.
Remember, I'm quite the hot-headed asshole, my lady. And I'm very angry at Reva. She dared to question all my chicks.
It's a good documentary. There is a lot of stuff in there that I could see. You honestly came down to the most boring part.
I'm interested. I think I might check it out.
Episode 3 is probably the best, and
I'm only halfway through episode 4, m'lady. I'm almost done.
How much snot have you seen so far?
They did use that picture, the one you have up there. I mean, this was weird. Do you remember the zombie stopper? Do you remember that story?
No.
The gun that he had?
The video of him shooting the watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
And he was
yeah.
all pumped up about it. That's how the cross-examination started. I still don't know why the prosecutor brought that up, because... He said, that's what happens with a gun to a watermelon. Now, here's Reva's picture. And he wanted him to look at it, comparing her head to a watermelon. Which
and
is really
he
weird.
Wouldn't look.
And he lost it. He just fucking lost it, which I think kind of helps him.
I don't know. I think he can.
Oh, it's rough.
Screams of delight. It doesn't sound like that now.
He sure is having fun. Very much like Oscar Pistorius. What if they showed her picture and he started laughing like that?
It was very hard to hold back the laughter.
Me laughing in the background, but that was my voice saying those words.
My lady.
What's your voice?
I think in hindsight, my lady, it makes me very upset to hear myself say something like that. But to compare,
I usually talk much softer than that, my lady.
A fictional animated character to a human being is... The relevance is I
talk like this, but I laugh like this.
Jump forward. Maybe they show the... or you can hear him sobbing.
Shooting at a human.
No, you did. You did. You said. It's softer than brains.
Brains.
Does the...
It's softer than brains.
Does the indicted person have to testify?
When they're claiming self-defense, apparently, in South Africa, they have to.
I want a new rule. I think if you're indicted, you should have to testify. If you didn't do it, you should be able to talk your way out of it.
My lady, I've taken responsibility by me waiting and not wanting to live my life, but waiting for my time on this stand to tell my story.
Oh, they blurted out in this story. Eva,
and for myself, I've taken responsibility.
Just picture your head with half her brains out right there on the screen.
I saw and felt that night. As I picked Reva up, my fingers touched her head. I remember.
Bullshit.
I don't have to look
Bullshit.
At the picture. I was there.
It's the same thing as the watermelon. You had it now in practice, mister. It's softer than brains.
I think that is extremely unfair to say that is the same thing as a watermelon. I think it's uncalled for. I see no basis for that.
You should start making our defense attorneys and prosecutors dress up like that.
Yeah.
With the robes. And maybe a powdered wig.
Kind of like the Delbert theory, when somebody murders somebody like he did or OJ, put him in the sweat box until you sweat it out of him.
Oh.
They admit it and it's over.
Good idea.
Get a real suit, dude.
If that doesn't work, maybe
green light thinking.
Maybe you waterboat him, lady.
I wasn't familiar with the sweat box, by the way. We couldn't figure out what the historical, where the sweat box Delbert was referring to actually came from.
Oh, isn't the sweat box from Cool Hand Luke? Didn't they put him in a sweat box?
Oh, you're right.
On the field or something?
Well, maybe there was a lot of historical basis to everything Delbert said, because when you saw a prison rodeo, which we thought was the funniest thing ever, there was prison rodeo. In fact, it's taken place maybe like a decade ago. It was still going on in the South.
Really?
Yeah. Where you could bet on a prisoner, you know, in rodeo, like how long he'd stay on.
And they figured they might as well, because if it killed him, then they're...
Yeah, it was like, what do we have to lose here? It's just some tool-serving life, anyway.
You're a cowboy.
It's like jetpacking death row people into the planes that have... Well, what are we going to do? Birds in the engine? What was the idea there?
Jetpacking someone? Oh, God, how
jetpack
go?
Oh, into the plane, my lady?
Oh, to get birds?
Oh, to fix the plane?
Out of the way?
I've lost
track of all my great ideas. I mean, flying them to the sun, just to see what would happen.
I remember that one.
Brilliant. Yeah, that one's fun.
Sweat boxes were used in prisons in the southern United States until late 19th century.
So there's this
I think that's an idea that should be revisited. Sweat it out of them. Delbert wasn't a totally unreasonable man.
It's usually used on slaves, m'lady.
I'm not saying. There's no slaves to use it on anymore.
Death row jetpacks.
Death row jetpacks, that's it.
Death row jetpacks.
What were they going to do with the jetpacks, though? How could I have forgotten? That was such a brilliant idea. Pleased with myself.
To shoot down incoming planes, or?
I thought it had to do with birds in the engine. I don't know. Maybe I'm just completely confusing this. Brilliant idea.
It's a great idea, though. Someone remembers.
Yeah.
Did you guys see?
The thing I remember, though, is that they were going to end up dead.
Right.
Oh, they got to go on one final jetpack ride.
It was high risk.
Cool. Yeah. Of course.
Did you guys see the Fatberg story that was just...
Yeah. Ew, gross.
The what story?
The Fatberg that they found in the sewer systems that clogged the entire East Side.
In the sewage system, because, you know, people use those wipes now, too, so they don't break down as much.
Oh, right.
And everything solidifies.
And geels.
But they had to clean one out.
Gross.
Ugh.
That's a phenomenon that's everywhere. I looked up Fatberg, and they were like, Fatberg in London, Fatberg in
Why is it called a
Baltimore?
Fatberg?
Because it looks like an iceberg.
Oh, okay.
It's all fat.
Gross.
We don't have those in South Africa.
They had the Roto-Rooter guy on the scene.
What did he say?
I don't know. I couldn't see, but...
back it up.
And by the way, the death row jetpacks, I believe it must have been because that the day that you had come up with that brilliant idea was the same day that the airline employee was, you know, suicidal, and he used his video game skills to take that plane for a ride.
Oh, that's right. That's the Washington, Seattle thing.
Yeah, plus there was the Utah guy who crashed the plane into his own house.
Yeah.
And so I think you must have came up with death row jetpacks to unleash on those type of hijackings.
Oh, yeah. To take the plane down. Oh, he would fly into the engine, and disable the engine.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it makes total sense.
I'm back on board.
We'd have to fly
genius,
two of them up.
Genius.
We'd fly them up as a team, and one would get the right engine, one would get the left engine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the plane, the guy on the plane, would get to see two guys going to the engine in a jetpack, which, ooh, how fucking cool would that be before you died?
That would be awesome. I want to see that.
Everybody gets one final thrill. The rest of us would have to pay-per-view to see it.
That's how you
raise money for charity, for my defense.
A portion of the proceeds go to Charlie, my lady.
Here's that guy that cleaned out that fatberg.
Dumping things like grease, oil, and fats into their drains and flushing things like baby wipes. So unfortunately, that means that we as residents are partly to blame.
The Lakeshore Interceptor in Macomb County is stuck with a big problem.
There's probably a room in that pipe.
A fatberg that's 100 feet long, 11 feet wide, and 6 feet tall. But what is a fatberg?
A fatberg is the accumulation
of first names,
grease, and any foreign objects besides just sewage that collects inside city main line.
The grease, fats, and oils combined with things like baby wipes create a nasty clog.
That's what backs up into manholes and into people's basements.
Smelly, Jeremy Matt from Roto-Rooter has lots of plumbing equipment.
This is our cable machine.
But even his heavy-duty tools can't fix a fatberg.
This will do hardly anything to with grease. This is how bad the grease issue would be.
To tackle a fatberg,
they have to do excavations and what we call hydrojetting. Just to resolve an issue like this, it's an army of people that is on a project like this.
Pretty good looking for a rooter, man.
It's into the millions on a repair like this.
Macomb County officials hope exposing this fatberg will make residents more conscious about what goes down their drains.
No, it won't. They'll throw more things down because they know you clean it out.
Well, the one thing you throw down isn't gonna make a fat burger.
Right. It's that kind of attitude.
Just put some Drano attitude down there. That shit'll eat it right up.
Smelly, but I love it.
Oh, well.
He's not bad looking.
Oh.
Oh.
For a rooter guy.
Fatberg, man.
Hey. Oh, all right. Huh.
And he's hell on a fucked up brain.
If you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
Just don't look at his texts,
exactly,
m'lady.
I think the thing that really caught my eye today was the Norm Macdonald story, which, you know, was getting a lot of chatter this morning because Norm gave an interview to Hollywood Reporter. He's got a Netflix show coming. I don't know about this Netflix show, by the way. I don't like him behind a desk.
No, I'd rather hear him
just feels
stand up.
Weird to me. But I wish him well because I love Norm. But he talks to Hollywood Reporter and he is friends with Roseanne. He wrote for Roseanne.
Yeah, he's an executive producer.
And he's, you know, and just stopping for a second here to talk about Roseanne. Just for the record, Roseanne is crazy. I don't know why she can't shut up on social media because she completely slit her own throat. But
she
was well known back in the day and with the current show for being an incredibly diversity-oriented employer.
Yeah.
She employed a lot of women writers. She did not appear to be racist in terms of things that mattered at all. But
I thought the bitch was white.
She said some really dumb things, and she posted some really dumb things, and she seemed to love crazy conspiracy theories. So, nonetheless, Norm's friends with her. He already knows her professionally, and they have some relationship. And then he also is, of course, friends with Louis C.K., and he had referenced putting them together because they both were one of the few people who had experienced the whatever you want to call being a Me Too perp or whatever she is. I don't know what she is, just a racist or a social media racist, whatever she is.
In the article, he said that
being shunned.
Two people that lost everything right away.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk about Iran.
So Norm said something else that they quoted, which, by the way, he says he did not say it exactly this way, that
I stood down.
Well, the quote victims, in the article is, of course, people will say, what about the victims? But you know what? The victims didn't have to go through that. That's the quote in the paper, but you said he...
Didn't he say something also that victims don't lose everything?
Yeah, there are very few people that go have gone through what they have, losing everything in a day. Of course, people will go, what about the victims? But you know what? The victims didn't have to go through that.
Mm. Well?
Well, no, it's not the same thing. The victims of Roseanne are people that read a stupid post... And
I mean, forget about the Roseanne people. Isn't it more about the Louis C.K. victims?
I guess. I don't know.
Never
I think
got
he's,
the chance
I think
to have
he's
a career.
Talking about both of them. Yeah, I don't even know if he knows what he's talking about. I think he's trying to show some support for his friends, and it sounds bad. But you know what? It's a stupid article. Norm MacDonald has not done anything wrong. He said something kind of dumb. And I don't know why the Tonight Show could not just talk to him about it and have him issue a press release or something and say, you know what, this didn't come out right. It's not exactly what I meant. Which is what a lot of people do when they do dumb things. They apologize or they reword it or something. I don't think Norm MacDonald is a horrible person who should not be allowed on the Tonight Show.
Jimmy Fallon's all about silly and goofy.
I know. He wouldn't be able to handle it. But the smart thing would be to have him on and talk to him about it. You're a talk show.
Well, it might have been...
Right.
It might have been
make himself look worse.
Might have been news itself. But instead, he was supposed to be on a skit, and the Tonight Show said, Norm MacDonald has been kicked off the Tonight Show for saying horrible things to the Hollywood Reporter.
Well, then take the sketch off and just interview him.
Well, they did the sketch, and somebody took Norm's spot. I know the whole thing is this business of the people who are separate from the event, which is... We're talking about what Louis C.K. did and what Roseanne did, not what Norm MacDonald did. He said, you know, it's like Matt Damon said something that people didn't like and was ostracized for days.
To that point, Norm kind of echoed what Matt Damon said in the piece as well, and that he was happy that the Me Too movement has slowed down because, of course, at first it's Harvey Weinstein. It's, well, how can you discredit 100 women? How can you discredit 9 women? And now it's women don't ever lie about anything. And then he used...
So why even have a court system if we're just going to go by what victims of crime say?
He used the Chris Hardwick example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's right. I'm sorry. There's no comparison between Chris Hardwick and Harvey Weinstein.
I don't think Hollywood is a good way to really decide what to do about sexual assault. Well, I just don't think they have all the answers.
If you could go through due process with each one of these things and take it to court, but that's the thing. These people are walled off, if in fact something did happen, by the statute of limitations. So
yeah, no one.
Right. So
no
we'll convict them on social media and take their careers away.
Well, no, just remove the statute of limitations.
You know, that's a really tricky... I've read up on that. I generally agree. I think statute of limitation, in a lot of cases, it's way too short. Like if you're suing the government, they give you a tiny amount of time. It's right. Like you have to get your shit together so fast, and then they have marshaled all the resources in the world to blunt you.
Yeah.
But
tell me about it. Later.
The problem with the statute of limitations is if...
Happens in South Africa, too.
If you take something like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a crime that's... If you say there's no limit, then the police have to go back all this time, and they have to work 3 times as hard to get any information, and they tend to feel that, how are we going to make a case out of something 50 years old? But I think the statute of limitations is too small in a lot of these cases.
Well, it could be modified. I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't. Maybe if you can't get rid of it because it would clog up the judicial system, then you could work on modifying it. So.
And if you remember, in Michigan, they were going to change the statute of limitations for sexual assault, and they made a deal that if the victims would accept the settlement Michigan State came up with, they wouldn't lobby for the longer statute of limitations, which the legislature apparently didn't want to pass because they don't want to have to work their law enforcement agents. Isn't that kind of how that came out?
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing to me. It's like, here, take this money and then don't do that, something that would really make change, and we're all happy. And the state provided some of the cash. So, hey, win, win, win.
The process, though, of discovery is different now than it used to be. You can go online and pretty much
there's a lot more data now.
There are cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not as arduous a process.
Except things from the 1980s and 90s.
Well, there can't be. You can't say, I'm suing for something that happened in the 1890s.
You could have a graduated. I mean, you could graduate it and say anything. You know, if it happened in, I don't know, 1995, we're not going to have a statute of limitations. Before that, maybe we're going to make it this long.
But
they certainly could do better.
But why not? And then you're going to look at each case and whether or not there's enough evidence to bring it to trial. Instead of just going, it's beyond the statute of limitations.
Most of them, beyond the statute of limitations, they've just said there's no way to make it. They spend time on it like the Chachi.
No, I know. But
Scott Bio. And then they go, nope, no case.
Because of the statute of limitations.
Right.
Yeah.
So why not just get rid of that?
If you're going to spend time on it, just get rid of the statute of limitations, and there's either enough evidence to go forward or there's not. Just like any other case.
Well, for some reason, apparently law enforcement does not really want to go hog wild on the statute of limitations, but they certainly should do better. Anyway, so Norm goes on Howard Stern this morning, who doesn't cancel Norm. And Norm makes a... Really,
I gotta say, the Tonight Show is probably the only place that would have canceled Norm.
I suspect.
I'd like to believe Colbert or Kimmel would have had him on, or Conan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't it interesting, though, that Les Moonves, you know, when we first hear about him virtually raping six women, he just jolly, la 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 la, still the president of CBS, until the second story comes out. Nobody says a word. Norm Macdonald says something a little off or maybe a little tone deaf in a Hollywood Report. And it's like, oh, get off the Tonight Show, you dick.
The Tonight Show's soft. It always has been soft.
Yeah, it is soft. And Jimmy Fallon makes it more soft because...
But isn't it like some of the, you know, radio you hear nowadays? You're not allowed to talk about anything bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
So then Norm says something on Howard Stern today. Is the audio? It's probably available.
Oh, you talking about where the new thing he got in trouble for?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's in trouble again.
He got in trouble for more stuff?
It's on TMZ,
yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Well, isn't that good promotion for that show?
No. No, Netflix is going
to
cancel his new show.
I don't think they'll do that. I did send a request for him through Netflix, and they said, we'll circle back to you down the road. So that was kind of a soft no.
This could really hurt this show if he can't publicize it because he doesn't want to talk about it.
Listen, I have people in my life who are victims of real bad sexual abuse.
I do too.
Rape, everything.
So do I, my lady.
And they go through.
It destroys their life.
They're never the same. Their whole body shake at the thought of it. Some of them even black out when they think about this thing. It's horrible.
Yeah,
so,
I know that. You'd have to have Down syndrome.
Not to know that.
My new word.
Down syndrome. That's a good word.
You'd have to have Down syndrome to not feel sorry for, you know, of course, Me too is what you want for your daughters. You know what I mean?
And of course.
You want that to be the future world, of course.
Are you sorry you did the interview?
Yeah.
You wish you hadn't done it.
Well, I wish I never had to do an interview in the, you know, especially print interview.
Yes.
You know, because
why is that?
Print interviews, well, because they, you know, they edit it and they put it together and they ask you questions that maybe you don't want to answer.
Right.
And they put things together that you're saying and, you know, I'm a fucking dumb guy. I get confused and shit. So they were asking me about a whole bunch of things at the same time.
The Down syndrome thing was not something. But then, you know, if they want to listen to more of Howard's show and listen to Wendy's the slow adult talk about shitting her pants, you know,
I am
kind of intrigued at how Howard does sort of rise above all this and never really gets in trouble for that anymore.
I think that is more a joke about political correctness and not being able to say retard because people equate it to a Down syndrome person as opposed to not a very smart person.
Does
that make sense?
I wish I could hear...
Because, you know, I don't really care for that word or...
I wish I could hear the minute before that because I think I might have heard that in the car today and not really thought, oh, Norm's in deep shit now. And I feel like there might be more audio in front of that might help us here. I'm not...
But you see what
sure
I'm saying?
I think
it's more a joke on the political correctness of the word.
Yeah.
I agree. But within the context of the entire Howard Stern show, it wasn't as... way more inflammatory things.
You've heard of
Wendy the Slow Adult, haven't you?
Well, she used to be called Wendy the Retard, and there was Gary the Retard, but they changed their names to Gary the Conqueror and Wendy the Slow Adult just recently because, you know, the R word.
I love Gary the Conqueror, by the way. Is Gary the Conqueror the guy that used to masturbate in the same place every day in his on his mom's couch?
No, that was like John Lennon. I really don't know. I don't.
I mean, Howard gets into all this stuff with these people, and they're a little slow, and so a lot of really intriguing things come out.
Sure.
That are interesting to hear, but I'm just surprised if they're going to pick on Norm for that. Where's this going? I mean, if you dug into the Whack Pack, which I listen to, and I'm amused and interested and laugh.
I don't think anything's going to happen with that.
Is Norm MacDonald?
I don't think so either. It's just interesting how I didn't see that
many people that outraged about the Hollywood Reporter interview.
No, I don't either.
Other than the Tonight Show that canceled these.
Oh, but you should have heard TMZ acting like, "Oh man, this I don't know what's going on with Norm MacDonald. This is terrible."
Yeah, because they have an hour to fill on TMZ.
No,
Live.
But they're really judgy. Exactly. There's a lot of really judgy people.
I was outraged
and interesting. I don't recall TMZ talking about Leslie Moonves and how hard he's still employed. What's going on over there? This guy rapes people and he destroys careers and nobody cared. Nobody was talking. Nobody was talking about that.
I didn't see TMZ today, but did they talk about the guy leaving 60 Minutes?
No.
But they talked about Norm.
Yes.
Okay.
Is TMZ affiliated then with CBS or?
Well, they're probably on a lot of CBS stations.
Yeah, that's true.
I would imagine. But I don't know. It's just weird how you look at one thing and, you know, how about Billy Bush? He laughed at something Donald Trump said. Donald Trump was a great guest for Access Hollywood.
Poor Billy Bush.
He was.
I really
was
feel bad for Billy Bush.
He was a fantastic guest. And Billy Bush was his connection. And that was a good thing.
Bush.
Because Donald Trump was ratings for Access Hollywood. But they dig up this old tape, which, by the way, Billy Bush told them about.
Yeah.
Grabbed by the pussy.
And when the tape is aired and he laughs, and people at the Today Show said, "I can't work with Billy Bush anymore." These people who work with Matt Lauer, mind you, the whole time. Before Matt Lauer's blown out.
Yeah, but we know what that is really about. It's because it was with Trump.
Well, I don't care what it's about. He laughed at something that a guest that was valuable to that show. Something I would think the Today Show could understand, and these people suddenly say, "I can't work with Billy Bush." Yet Matt Lauer is, you know, banging interns and locking people in his office, and
he's back.
It's just, is there any sense to any of this?
It just goes to show it's all about who employs you.
It's also fake outrage,
too. Well, NBC employed Billy Bush.
That's what I mean.
Employed Matt Lauer.
That's why they fired them both.
Yeah, but they didn't fire Matt Lauer for
until
all
people
that
knew
time.
About it. No, it's always about.
Well, they knew about it.
No, people but the
knew about
the
it.
Public.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the Today Show people got Matt Lauer fired or got Billy Bush fired.
Yeah, but it
they
was also
could not stand to work with him. But Matt Lauer worked there all that time, and Matt Lauer until an article came out and said Matt Lauer's horrible. Look what he did. And the people on the Today Show, "Oh, yeah." But the Today Show people weren't saying, "Oh, my God, he must go," just like Billy Bush.
So do you think if those people didn't complain that NBC still would have, they would have kept Billy Bush?
Possibly, yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know.
They said, when that, look up Billy Bush's firing and just look at some of the quotes.
No, I know that, but I'm just trying to say that I think NBC fired him because, both of them, because once it became, once it was, you know, in the light, it was like, "Uh-oh, you fire him."
Yep.
In other words, just like the Tonight Show, "Uh-oh, we just got to cancel it."
Yeah, and the rest of the people that were working.
But they said, at the time, they said there were a number of staffers who could, said they, who went, came forward and said, "I cannot work with Billy Bush."
It makes them look better to fire him than just firing from being on the tape.
Well, oh, so you think that the people were fictitious?
No, I just think it helps their case to say that.
NBC had more wrapped up in Matt Lauer, so they had committed more resources to him than to Billy Bush. So he's easily a choice for blowing him out.
But I'm going to cling to my point here that Billy Bush didn't do anything himself.
No, he did nothing.
No.
Matt Lauer did things himself, and they put up with them. And until the media exposed Matt Lauer, he was good.
Well, but Billy did say, because he made him a lot of money. He did say, oh, your girl is hot as shit. And that's very sexist.
He also used third person.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Oh, did he say, how about a hug?
For hug for Bushy?
Hug for Bushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he was fired for okay. real. He used third person.
That's fair.
Oh, this guy gets
you're sexist. That's horrible.
Hoda hates should never that. Work again. He hasn't. Has he taken a job since then?
No, but I've seen him interviewed.
He got divorced. His life's fallen apart.
No, I've seen him interviewed since then. He seems like he's okay.
Nah, right.
Well, he's,
I don't believe that.
His facade honestly, is.
He's at awesome. He's at a point where you know Billy Bush. How old is Billy Bush? 45.
Yeah.
It's 46.
That's a really tough point to be cast adrift like that because he was on an upward trend, and it's like. You like Trump, and you laughed at Trump, and see ya.
I don't know how he turns on the TV, because every time he would see Trump, you would think he would really go, really? Really? I got blown on this guy's here. And then, you know, if he puts on NBC, he's going to see Willie Geist doing his job worse. I mean, that
like
was
Willie Geist.
Just try it. No, he's fine. He just is what he is. But Billy Bush wasn't bad. Oh.
Well, as much as I hate these deep dives, I really, today I felt like after this Norm MacDonald Tonight Show thing, and these Tonight Show staffers who really thought Norm MacDonald shouldn't be on the show, I was like, well, let's look at the staffers. Let's see what they're all about. Let's see what they say in their spare time. Let's see their social media, and let's find something out about it. I mean, because it does, it becomes so crazy. How bad is Norm MacDonald? And I like Norm MacDonald, of course, so... You know, I don't want to be thrown off the Tonight Show. Although, you know, I thought about this. It was probably a dumb skit.
Yeah. Actually, if anything, I'm sad Norm agreed to do the sketch. Oh, that's the other
one. Well, he needs the publicity. He's doing a new show on Netflix.
He's getting it.
You're right. He is getting it.
We haven't talked about this aspect, too. Norm is one of the few people that went to bat for Jimmy Fallon when Jimmy was getting all the shit for interviewing Donald Trump. Because Norm was on that episode.
Which, by the way, was so dumb that...
No, Jimmy I know, but Fallon of all the people in the public,
Norm, humanized Donald Trump.
Norm came to bat for him. You think maybe Jimmy would come to bat and say, yeah, forget the sketch, but I still want to interview him.
Oh, that's right. He played with his hair.
Yeah, and Norm defended him.
What an asshole.
Well, I still think he's...
Who complained about the Trump appearance? I mean, Crunchberry.
Oh, social
this is
media.
Kind of this is the kind of publicity that Norm MacDonald...
Yeah,
it's not going to kill it.
No. It's going to help him.
He's good at this kind of thing, so, you know, big deal.
It'll help him.
If he were doing something and people were like, he's such a Boy Scout, would you be, I don't know. That would never get any airtime anywhere, though.
Well, the fact, too, that it's just him and it's the Norm show, he's not part of a bigger show.
McManus.
Where other people could complain about being on the show with him.
Yen.
Oh, complain. These do-gooders. I'm so tired of these do-gooders. Oh, my God.
Dream of lady.
Norm MacDonald is on balance, just a funny fucking guy. Jesus. Relax,
so
everybody.
So who did... It was staffers at the Tonight Show complain? It wasn't like a person...
That's what they said. They so said certain people said they didn't want to work with him. Terrible.
Huh.
But, you know, that could be total bullshit. It could be that, we're going to get shit if he's on.
That works for
NBC. Who would have fucking noticed, really? I don't know.
Address it. You might get bigger ratings.
That's what I can't believe. Have him on. Talk to him about it.
Julie Chen, at the same time, she's going to be on Big Brother Thursday. Now, she seems to approve of her husband, who's a serial rapist, but that's okay.
Yeah, she's all over.
She can be on her show.
Well, you know, you can't
Norm
just...
says something kind of silly, and she's married to a guy who's a serial rapist, and she supports him now and forever. And that's okay. She can have a show, but Norm can't be on a show because he said something that somebody doesn't like.
She's a victim.
No, she's an enabler.
How, you know, you can't just pull Chen off of a Big Brother. Not anybody can do that.
Mark, you're gonna die. I'm watching TMZ.
No,
I don't know why.
Oh no!
And they have the season 10 winner on Doug. Somebody, I think I watched when this dope was on, and this guy's going, it's not the same show without Julie Chen. Julie Chen is the show, and oh, what a dope that anyone could host that show.
You know who it was that said it?
Oh,
former listener of ours, Dan Giesling, who's from here.
Oh, he okay.
It was Dan. Should we call him? I have his phone number.
Yeah, go ahead.
Really, you want to?
Yeah, I don't care.
Let me.
Thank you, Dan.
You can challenge him on how replaceable Chen really is.
I don't think he was saying she was irreplaceable, but I think
Find
he
on
was
average over.
Sorry,
exaggerating her greatness.
Well, maybe he wants to host.
You know, I don't comment much on speculation. All I can say is that she's such an integral part of the show. When you think of Big Brother, she's the first person you think of. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows what's going to happen, but she's just been such an icon. I think if she were to decide it wasn't for her.
Well, the Big Brother icon. How many other Big Brother people can you name?
Gonna come in,
I can name Dan and Evil Dick.
Dr. Will
Kirby.
Yeah.
But
the guy, his buddy with the blonde hair.
Oh, Mike Boogie.
Mike Boogie.
Integrated technology back in its first season with the live feeds. And so because of
the Chicken Man,
Dan's still going on, prattling on about Julie.
Video on demand.
All right.
We want him to prattle on more.
I stopped him. I don't know. Dan was a good guy. He came in studio.
I know. He's a nice guy.
I don't know. I disagree with him. But...
I thought his name was Doug. I didn't remember him at all. That was 1 to 14 years ago. Somewhere in there. May have been beyond that. What year did he win? I think it was like 08 or something, wasn't it? 708.
He was on season 10 and season 14.
Okay. Okay. He's battening down the hatches. He's in such demand.
Well, maybe this isn't his number anymore.
Did you guys see Julie Chen without any makeup?
I can't get to the phone right now, but leave a message and I'll call you back.
Thank you, my lady.
Hey, Dan, it's the Drew and Mike show. You want to give us a call? We're calling about Big Brother and Julie Chen and the controversy. I saw you on TMZ, by the way.
Little hurt you didn't come to us first, but that's fine.
We'll get over it if you call back, but you'll see our number on there. Thanks, Dan.
Looking good, Dan.
Bye.
Thank you, Dan.
It was the camera shot of him was really up close. It was kind of weird.
Well, it was on his computer.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
There was another really... Were you up there when somebody made a really dumb comment, the person they went to?
I think I'm going to start putting child block on your TV, and I'm going to block TMZ. I'm going to block CNN. I'm going to block GMA. I'm going to block Fox News.
Was it about... Yeah.
I'll just leave investigation... I'm going to block investigation discovery. I can't do that. You might die.
There was so much... Yeah, you're right. No. That's on all the time in the other room. The TV's on, and it's on channel 381, and it never changes.
When I had to let the dogs out when you were in... Chicago, and I came over with Charlotte. Investigation Discovery's on at like 9 in the morning talking about a murder.
Yeah, some horrible murder.
I was like, okay, I think I'm going to put something else on.
Well, everything's due to overwhelming demand these days. Overwhelming demand, and the fact that, why can we say overwhelming demand when Maz is crying, saying he's having his worst month ever?
because the other salespeople are killing it.
Probably. Maz depends on us. He had something that was coming in from last month. He is going to get on the board a couple times in the next day or so. But he is hurting. He's looking for another late month scramble. That's the way it looks to me. But anyway, Maz can't seem to talk about Kiefer Key, and Zod Ford is going with the program for a limited time. Contrary to popular belief, Maz cannot extend this forever. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 18 or 19 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. Zod Ford will assist you in terminating the remainder of your lease or loan, no matter what you owe. This event features a straight fob-for-fob exchange. Give them the keys or fob to your vehicle, and they will give you the keys or fob to a brand new Ford. Plus, Zod Ford will make your first month's payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure, no Saturdays, only from your friends. At dealsinthed.com.
Speaking of fobs, do you remember the story about when my dad...
I hear the Hall Financial Hotline opening, but...
Yes,
it did open prior to that call to down.
Click the link, and of course, you can get a refi, you can shorten the length of your loan, you can take money out of your home, or you can buy a new home with no money down. Hall Financial would love to hear from you. Just click that link on our website, Drew and Mike Show.
Do you remember the story of my dad when he locked himself inside the car?
Yeah.
It happened to another guy, same exact car, and he was in his garage, locked in his car for 14 hours, wrote a letter to his loved ones so they didn't think he committed suicide because he thought he was going to die.
Wait.
He was locked inside his car.
Explain your dad's story again, because it was a really funny story, but not really that funny.
I I don't understand how he got locked in the car. The fob wasn't working, and the car was on, and he was inside, and he couldn't get out. It's the same thing that happened to this guy. Same exact Wait, car, too.
Okay, I think...
Last action.
Battery was dead, so you couldn't roll down the window?
Wouldn't you kick the window out?
If you're this old man? Or my dad?
Your dad.
Well, my dad had the advantage of my mom being outside laughing at him.
Oh, okay.
Daddy.
That's how he got out.
I just think I could break the window.
Ooh, yeah, but know. That's an expensive break.
I know.
In that car.
But if you're going to die.
Wait a second. It's even dumber. I think it's a convertible.
it's
a convertible, isn't it, Trudy? Insane. He said it was the most horrifying experience you can imagine.
The same color as the body of the car, the top is. Usually they're a different color, but.
Oh, that's true. Well, they're hard top convertible. It's a Cadillac XLR. This guy's 75.
That's a cool car. I love that car.
Sweet car.
That's taking.
I have to mention, though, that if you have not considered some kind of a financial plan, and that might be retirement, it might be saving for your kids' education, who knows what it is, but maybe you're not planning ahead, you need to do that. And Luke Nowacki, we'd love to help you plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. And sometimes this might be just looking at your 401k investment options, making sure they're current. Maybe that you're not in a fund that it's not doing so well. That's in Europe, and Europe's slumping, and you made the choice 15 years ago when you started, and everybody said it was good. And you know, you might want to have an outside counsel here, like Luke. May take a lifestyle change, like cutting back on mac and cheese with dot dot dot, or saving a little extra now for retirement. It can have big results down the road, and Luke will show that to you. You don't want to look back years from now and wish the time travel speed was possible, as many have wished. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 to get started on the path to retirement. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034, 248-663-4700. So there. Gretchen Whitmer leads Bill Schuette in our governor's race by 13 points.
Whoa,
Bill Schuette off duty again.
Wow, better get on duty.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Whoa, which get her
not,
angry.
She's not doing the damn roads so much anymore.
I've not seen the damn roads. No.
Bill Schuette is off duty.
No, I just see that ad where she's obsessed with the one lady's job.
Yeah.
She's like, Tammy needs a break. Tammy.
I thought the damn roads.
You haven't seen that ad?
No. Can we hear it?
I'll look for it, yeah.
The damn roads, though, got her where she is now, so she's sick
Hammer
with the damn
that
roads.
Bill Schuette worked, what, 11 days since the year 2000 or something?
That's right.
It was some amazingly small amount of days. It was like, wow, how do you get away with that? I almost want to elect him because he's so efficient. And Gretchen Whitmer, by the way, do you really believe she will fix the roads if she's elected?
No.
Because I don't believe that.
No, if anybody can.
I think it's a crazy promise to make.
I typed in Gretchen Whitmer, Tammy, and the first thing that pops up is Bill Schuette's website that says, deceptive ad leaves out how Whitmer is taxing on Tammy.
Fuck is Tammy? Poor Tammy.
Tammy's getting it both ways, man. I got to see. This might be the ad. Balls, hang on.
I can't believe Cher is going on tour again, for God's sakes. I'm
sure.
She looks great.
Commercial
and
for her.
I waited tables, like Tammy. She's on her feet all day. But it's Michigan's unfair taxes that really hurt. I'm Gretchen Whitmer, and that's why as state senator, I took on Republicans and Democrats on taxes. And I'm for repealing the retirement tax. But for years, Bill Schuette's handed tax giveaways to the super rich, putting Michigan's taxes out of whack. It's time to fix taxes and make them fair. Tammy deserves a break.
Tammy deserves a break. What about us?
Is there a picture of Tammy?
Well, there's a lot of video of her cleaning up.
Yeah, she's busily bussing tables.
Whitmer made her work during the ad.
Is she hot?
It's pretty rude. Is she hot?
She can't even get a break while they're filming the ad.
She's a very hardworking young woman. Yes.
Well, is Tammy an actress or is Tammy a real person?
I'm sure Tammy's an actress.
I think we should have access to Tammy.
Want to talk to Tammy?
Yeah, I want to talk to Tammy.
Who is Tammy?
I don't know how Tammy feels about minimum wage and about tip taxes on tips and minimum wage and Tammy has some opinions on that.
You won't be able to talk to Tammy. She's too busy working. She can't get a break.
She can't.
The text that she references in the Tammy ad was from 2011, and it does not count waitresses.
Is that from Shooty Off Duty?
My understanding is fixing the roads in Michigan is a decades-long process. I mean, and the amount of money needed to speed it up dramatically is billions of dollars.
The biggest racket.
It is a racket.
It's bullshit. But I mean,
making real change in it involved not just a little gas tax or something. It's a shit ton of money. I don't know how she's going to need some kind of
federal funds to do it.
Has she said, by the way, how she's going to fix the roads?
If you want to read a long, boring website, I'm sure, is there a synopsis even?
No, because the people who work on the roads will lobby against it. Because they need to make shit roads so they can replace it in 3 years.
Is that why?
It's bullshit.
Need a commercial that says that.
Every airport in the United States, like, their concrete seems to last a really long time. You go to other countries over in Europe, their concrete lasts a long time. We can put a remote control car on Mars, but we can't make a road that lasts 5 years. It's bullshit.
Well, Europe probably has some incredible regulation as to what they have to do. I would assume.
It's a racket. Hate it.
I want to see how she's going to do this.
That's
all she's talking about. No, Gretchen.
Tammy's going to have to fix the damn
Tammy
roads.
Tammy just has to keep working hard. Tess Holliday is now, not only is she the tubbo on the cover of Cosmo, she's doing a...
Hey, back off.
She's doing a hotel ad on her Instagram. She has so many Instagram followers that she gets paid to do posts. And she did a hotel ad nude.
Did you see the picture?
Yes, I did.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Oh, gross. The bed, though.
Is the hotel okay with this picture? Because they made it sound like
this is
just what she posted.
It's sponsored.
They knew they were that this slob was going to be sitting on a bed.
Yeah, because it's Hotel Tonight. Last minute hotel booked with Hotel Tonight. Thanks for the great stay. Hashtag sponsored.
Why would you want a 300-pound woman nude in your hotel ad?
And, of course, one of the first comments, how you hit that nasty, sweaty snatch? Or maybe you don't because you can't find it all up under those rolls.
Aww.
You got to hold it up, Second comment directed to her husband.
Any more comments?
Morbidly obese people should not be fucking celebrated with. Leave them to eat Big Macs. Two-piece emojis and two crying, laughing emojis. Excuse me. Let's see. Can we report this? Someone wants to report it.
I'm in between sizes.
Report this
hey,
to who?
Is that her hand on her own boob there?
Yes.
Man, her hand is fat.
And you know what, Trudy?
I want to
be just like you when I grow up. That was a comment.
Maybe I'm being overly judgmental, but I didn't think her boob's very big for how fat she is. I thought she'd at least have this Mondo rack.
Sitting naked on a hotel duvet with your bare business all up on the covers as consequences, too. Gross!
Yeah, I don't want to stay in that room.
let's see. Hang on, I'll find more. I love that guy. Want to know how her husband has sex with her.
That's a question some people might.
You and Nick are the coolest couple ever. Obsessed with you two.
What?
Why are they the...
Who is that? Can we look that person up and call them? Because I think they've lost their fucking mind.
You mean Becky Jane 235?
Yes.
Let's see what Becky
Jane... Look at that lover fly.
Let's see what their Instagram looks like.
Hey, girl. You hungry?
Just a regular old mom. She's not that old. She's kind of cute.
Oh, I didn't even know who Tess Holliday's husband was, but I just... I'm concerned about anybody who would be... she's obsessed with them as a couple?
Oh, I don't want to see any more of Becky Jane 235's kids. She's cute, though, if that's her. I don't know why she's obsessed with...
Let me see Becky Jane.
Becky Jane's got kind of...
Oh, maybe that's her. Never mind. I thought this was her.
Oh, really? Wait, isn't that her?
I thought it was, but that person's not... Maybe that's her grandma?
Show Drew the...
Oh, that's her aunt.
No, show Drew her, Becky Jane, her rack.
She's cute.
Well, yeah. She's pretty cute.
I mean, you're going to have to like Tess Holliday if you want to be with her. There she is. Oh, she's really cute.
Very cute.
Oh, look at this dude. Oh, boy.
Becky Jane is not an ounce overweight, and her husband looks like he's trying to be a male model or something.
Yeah.
Why is she so into Tess Holliday and her? Who's Tess? Can we look up Tess Holliday's husband? Is he huge too?
No, he's not. He's kind of a hipster. He's got a big old beard. He wears some funny
black
hats.
Oh, he's not black. Never mind.
No.
I confuse him with Ashley Graham.
He wears ascots.
Ascots.
The arms on her, which look like logs, and there's green blobs all over them.
Oh, my God. I think I'm starting to not like him more.
Oh, he looks like Charles Manson, just a smidge.
Oh, he loves himself.
Oh, God. He's got some funny hats.
Maybe they never notice each other because they're so busy looking at themselves.
Perfect relationship.
Oh, he is so into himself.
Here's another comment under the picture. How you hit that nasty, sweaty snatch? Shudder.
Shudder.
From a different person, by the way.
God, he has so many ascots.
Who has that many ascots?
A lot of hats, too.
He probably has an ascot drawer where he irons them and folds them.
Look at the self-love in these pictures. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Look like a nice couple.
5,000 pictures of you guys. When you think, once in a while, do they have pictures of friends on there? I'm just curious. Is it all about them? Or?
Whoa.
Slow down.
Oh, jeez,
that poor flamingo.
Inflatable. But they have a couple pictures where, you know, it looks like they're with family. And then a lot of them
seems like
around red carpet
in
with
every
other people.
Picture.
Yeah.
She's a model.
AJ Going Places, the guy that's been obsessed with her snatch, checked in again. Ugh! You nasty snatch and arse all over that white duvet shaking my head. What an asshole.
People are horrible.
He's preoccupied with that.
I want to see what his Instagram. Oh, look at this dude. Yeah. Yeah, I think it fits him, looking at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that guy saying that. Man, he loves himself, AJ Going
Places.
Okay,
I got to see AJ. Hang on.
I guess the guy obsessed with her sweaty snatch.
Gross.
Got a real smart ass look on his face.
I'm sorry, but no amount of positivity will prevent the strain on her joints, strain on her heart, and potential terminal diseases at that weight. Thank you for checking in, a blind poet.
It is unhealthy. That big is unhealthy.
Yes.
No, of course.
You know.
But you know what's funny? Is that the kind of spokesperson that you're going to not use whatever she's spokespersoning about?
Was there an ad somewhere along the line from some giant modeling
that
agency that said, we're looking for a total slob to be the, like, everyday slob because we need to sell the slobs, too, and slobs buy clothes? I mean, I'm wondering, how did they happen upon her?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, need model 300 pounds plus. Well,
they want to sell
green blobs all over them.
They want to sell to overweight people, and they must assume that overweight people wants to see. But nobody looks like that.
Right, right. That's not just overweight. Extremely obese. That's my 600 pound life big.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, they've got it. They must have signed her up for a future episode. I mean, probably. She's probably 200 pounds away. Who's that skinny chick just there?
Well, what a lot of people have done is they've taken pictures of her, then slimmed her down and said, this is what you'd look like if you were healthier. And she's not even necessarily like really, really rail thin in these. She's just.
But she never loved herself until she was 120 pounds heavier, she said. When she was 120 pounds lighter, she didn't love herself. Mm. She didn't love her body. She loves her body now.
She had more money when she. Because that's when the modeling kicked in?
I don't know. Wait, is that Rebel Wilson? Oh,
yeah, they did the same thing with Rebel Wilson, and Rebel Wilson looks really
She looks
really
like
hot.
Alice Eve slimmed down.
She does.
Did they?
Wow.
She looks like your girl from, what's that movie?
Alice Eve from, She's Out of My League?
Yeah. And
Alice,
like
Eve
Alice Eve
is so hot.
She well, is. Now if she gets big, now you know what she looks like, Rebel Wilson.
Oh, boy. She is, Alice Eve is... Why isn't Beautiful. She a bigger star? She was good in that movie.
A lot of things.
She's a smoke show.
She's big in Europe.
Oh, here you go.
Brandon... Yeah.
What?
Is that Alice Eve?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
When did she do that?
That was in the Star Trek movie, but someone erased the bra and drew on nipples.
Oh.
Someone erased the bra.
I found another fun comment on Tess Holliday's ad.
Wait, is that her? Was that really her? Oh.
Yes, this is her.
That's her?
Yeah.
That's really her?
Mm-hmm.
Nice boob.
Yeah. She is.
Seriously? No, wait. Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm not.
What movie is that?
crossing over.
Well, we know what Drew's watching tonight.
I didn't realize she'd been nude.
Yeah.
Well, go to Mr. Skin.
Is that really her right there?
Yes.
Yeah, she just can't get that shirt on or off. It's a GIF looping.
Yeah, and that part of where it's just gone over her head and she's just about to move it down, but then it goes back up, back down, back up, but not quite over her boobs.
Here's another comment on Tess Holliday's ad. Lose some weight, you fat fuck.
Oh, man.
That's terrible. I don't want to hear that.
That's from Toby the dog.
Read the next one, please.
That's from a dog.
Okay.
That's from a dog's account.
Really? Well, Max has a Twitter account.
I think Mags would sympathize with.
I think you would, too.
With Tess Holliday.
What's the next comment?
I'm scrolling. There's some really long arguments on here.
Oh, I wouldn't mind hearing an argument.
I can't deal with it. Well, it's hard on
Maybe
Instagram.
I'll hear my side in there.
It's hard to it's hard to follow an Instagram argument.
Yeah. They're not necessarily next to each other.
Yeah. Shit. My girlfriend still weighs less than Shamu's left leg.
Shamu's
a whale. Left leg? I mean, how many pounds of meat did Cosmo need to pay the zoo to borrow the hippo for a photo shoot?
Oh, well, come on.
No, that's terrible. I'm upset about this.
I know.
This.
Cut it out, Felipe556.
This is starting to have some impact.
Yes, you absolute fox.
Is that a joke?
No, well, let's see. It's from Jamie Nicole. We can look at that person.
I mean, how sad when somebody says, you absolute fox, and you're wondering if it's a joke.
Oh, it's another big, big sassy lady that said that.
Oh, you're deep diving?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're so beautiful.
I don't know. Political correctness goes a long ways, but I got to tell you, I never thought we'd be saying people like that should be held up as some kind of a standard for what is good and what is... it just seems so incredibly unhealthy. And I'm not really obsessed with health either.
I do love that
if I ever looked in the mirror and saw that and the green blobs, I would think I need a new look.
It is a little ridiculous when all these people are on, all these trolls are on here commenting about her health because they so care. It's going to be a real hard day when you have a stroke and die, you stupid fat bitch. Oh, hey, look, a father that cares about health, how bad he is. Because he cares about how nice writing. What the fuck's wrong with you? It's going to be a sad day when your family starts crying because your fat ass dies. You're so stupid. It's not even funny. Let's support everyone that's fat to have higher blood pressure so they can die faster. Yay. What the hell, man? And,
you know, I'm just wondering, is this what the hotel chain wants? Do they like having an ad with...
I guess.
They you know want what? Her to be nude with the green blobs?
I want to see what else. Who else is doing
it. Did they have an ad that said, looking for a 300-plus model with green blobs?
Probably by then they just went to our agency and.
You know what's funny? Looking at their Instagram, they don't seem to have any. Well, I guess maybe the new ones have bigger women, but down below they have some very hot models and hotels on their page. Huh. That's interesting. Oh, and two gay guys. Look, Trudy. Yeah. First step to a perfect staycation.
Aww.
You know what I didn't do?
So happy.
I honestly did not even check out the room at all. I just saw this big figure and these green blobs, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Tess Holliday. What's going on here?
First two comments on the picture with the two guys in this hotel ad. Sounds like a great deal, but I think that dude's a little too close to that homie. And the next one is bad taste ad. Because they're two dudes clearly about to fuck on that couch, and they just
well,
can't
they're dudes.
I know. They're probably wondering, okay, this picture's good enough. Can we fuck now? You don't need more than one. We're hot. We look great. We're going to bone.
Maybe that's why they...
They're wearing the same
That's why they did
shorts.
They want people to think about how soon they're going to have sex immediately after the shoot.
You know why they're wearing the same shorts?
Why?
Because then they don't have to figure out whose is whose after they
oh,
bone.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Put on whatever one's there.
Are they the same size?
Yeah.
If they look to be, yeah.
Fit. That's the size. Fit.
I gotta tell you,
you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
I watched a little Napoleon Dynamite the other night.
Oh, so good.
It's so fun.
So good.
Do we have our Napoleon drops?
Some of them.
Yeah, we got quite a bit of them.
Some of them.
Yeah. Got a whole bunch of them.
Rex Quando!
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
I love that shot.
Tina, you fat lard, come get some dinner. What kind of bike do you have? Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
You can say that again.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps? You got like 3 feet of air that time. You have the worst reflexes of all time.
You think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
Your mom goes to college.
You do understand English. This isn't that complex.
So who was that? The principal.
Oh, God, I don't remember that.
Talking to Pedro. When Napoleon goes, is that the new kid?
Is that a new kid or something?
Pink man, I found a couple of chalk on the arrowheads.
Lady. Lucky.
Like anyone can even know that.
One of my pretty favorites. Cool, I guess.
Is he what?
I wish he'd get out of my life and shut up.
I want that.
I see you're drinking 1%. Is that because you think you're fat?
Because you say things are getting pretty serious.
I don't understand a word you just said.
We made
don't
more,
feel good.
We made more drops in this movie than any movie ever.
You can make that much money in five seconds.
Oh!
How long did it take you to grow that
whole
mustache?
Movie is a drop.
It is.
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
Gross!
I cannot meet anybody named Don without thinking that.
No. Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Oh, my God.
Dang, you got sharks, pigs...
Dang it! I don't know what this is. Okay, I don't know why
riding,
we
driving
I try
over
really quick?
Make the rest walk away. Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!
I could throw a pigskin.
All of your wildest dreams will come true.
Where's I could throw a pigskin?
Oh,
you know, you're right. I need to get some Uncle Rico up in there.
Uncle Rico.
Thank you.
Hey, wasn't he on our show? We got to get Uncle Rico on again.
Uncle Rico? Do we have Uncle Rico on? We did. Didn't we?
Grease, was that his name?
Yeah, John Grease.
John Grease. He's also the star of Real Genius, the movie I always reference that no one has seen.
I have not seen it.
So good. Val Kilmer, John Grease.
What's Val Kilmer doing? Do we know?
Dying.
Yeah, he's doing the...
He's dying.
Top Gun.
He's doing Top Gun, but he's also hitting up all those Comic-Cons, making enemies with our girl who passed.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
He was not speaking well, and it was... From treatment for his tongue or throat cancer, and he didn't get the treatment that because of his religion, he was trying to get treated holistically, and then
he changed
his mind.
Did Tom treat him?
Tom Cruise?
Yes.
I'm not sure if Tom Cruise gave him an assist or not. But
end of assist.
He did. Yeah,
he said he cured him.
There was something.
That was end of assist.
Right,
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
He did end up getting radiation or chemo, and he declared himself fine, but he said he was still suffering after effects, and he was in trouble with his speech.
Val is going to be appearing in Branson, Missouri, Saturday, September 29th.
Oh, Branson.
For his Cinema Twain show.
Why?
Do you want to know how much tickets are?
Yes.
Okay.
He used to be
his
really
what show?
Hot.
Cinema Twain, as in Mark Twain.
Okay, thanks.
Oh boy,
speaking well.
There's only about 3,000 seats available.
Ooh.
I take it. The mezzanine's sold out.
Mezzanine's sold out?
$125.
What?
For the first five rows. Other than that, it's $40. What does he do?
It sounds really boring.
Tell Mark Twain stories.
Are you sure? There's
no,
a lot
he doesn't.
Of-
he cleverly incorporates Twain's humor and cleverness to intertwine past and modern day topics.
Wait, how bored are people that want tickets for that?
It's a one-man play written and directed.
It's all tabloid reporters who
Branson, Missouri.
Want to see Val Kilmer and want pictures.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Wow. Oh man.
Wait, it's just a movie too? I'm so confused by this. Oh wow.
It sounds to me like another Hollywood person who isn't getting little roles anymore. I heard he was just getting a cameo in Top Gun. He's not a main character.
You think
he
thought he'd be doing this after he filmed Top Gun or Real Genius?
Nope.
You know which movie I used to love back in the day that's not one of his big hits?
Willow?
The Saint.
Yes! Yeah.
Saint's great.
Saint rules.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a remake of the original The Saint?
Yeah, it was. Huh. With all the disguises
then,
and characters.
Hey, was he in The Jackal? Who was in The Jackal?
The Jackal was.
He was in At First Sight. I remember that.
Oh,
the Jackal was Gear and
dumb movie.
Willis.
Willis.
Gear
and Willis.
Gear and Willis.
I love him in two.
Starring Gear and Willis. Hey, I need to tell you about my Lincoln MKZ. I got it from Hoop McHenry Starling, and where it's a great time right now to buy or lease a Lincoln during the Lincoln Summer Sales Event. If you're coming off a Ford or a Lincoln lease, you can save up to $5,000 if you're on an A or an X plan. If you're a conquest or a renewal buyer, there's great savings on reserve package cars. They feature great options like blind spot monitoring and, of course, navigation. As for the Lincoln Navigator, a J.D. Power study calls it the most appealing vehicle of 2018. It's got its highest score in the last 6 years. Drew Mike, listeners, all you need to do is to call Jimmy D for all the particulars. He knows every car on the lot. He can break it all down for you. He's going to tell you what's going faster, how he can line up the perfect MKZ sedan or even an MKX SUV just for you. Call Jimmy, 855-567-STAR, or email him at jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Lincoln's a star among American luxury cars, and that's why Hoot named the dealership just that. Star's been Detroit's premier Lincoln dealership since he opened it 50 years ago. I love my MKZ. Eli loves his MKZ. You're going to feel the same way. Call Jimmy D and get on the team. M'lady. Yep.
Elizabeth Shue was in The Saint. Looked so hot in that movie.
Where's Elizabeth Shue? What is she doing?
Taking care of Billy. You know what's funny? I can't watch GMA with Getting Bound Up because I love Amy Robach. Is that her name?
Yeah.
I think she's beautiful. I think she's smart, but I can't get it out of my head that she's married to Billy Shue or whatever his name. Andrew Shue. He played Billy. Andrew Shue from Melrose.
Oh, she's married to him?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And he started some female-driven website.
So she's
perfect.
Wearing the pants in the family.
Oh, clearly.
I saw Billy Shue.
I know. Andrew Shue. He played Billy on Melrose.
And he was on...
Oh, Billy.
He was on CNN in the middle of an afternoon as a special guest because of his soccer background.
Yeah, he played in the MLS.
Because they had said, Trump had said something about the Access Hollywood tape that... Well, it was locker room talk, and I apologize, blah, blah, blah. And they brought Billy Shue on. Andrew Shue.
Oh, sorry.
Billy from Melrose Place. Andrew Shue, I know. To discuss if he thought that was locker room talk, because he's such a great athlete.
Did he plug his female website-driven website?
Yes, he did. They did a whole presentation of what a huge smashing success he is in whatever field he's in. Prior to coming on, they said that he left acting because he was doing so well at whatever else he's doing. And he came on and was very upset that Donald Trump was calling it locker room talk because he had never heard locker room talk like that before.
He was such a good actor, though.
He was.
Just a struggling actor with a thick.
God, people hated him on Melrose Place.
What?
People hated his character. He was really soft.
What are you talking about? He made that crazy face.
Hi.
Listen to him.
I am so sorry. For doubting you last night. I was crazy not to believe you. As much of a liar as Amanda is, everything she said about me is true. Ooh. I am too scared to go after what I want. I am too timid to...
Wait, which character
is this? Self-absorbed.
I don't know, is that Allison?
Too afraid of being hurt.
Yeah.
Too damn blind.
What happened to her, by the way? Courtney?
Courtney Thorne
something?
Smith?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, she grabbed Billy to kiss him. He didn't do it. He's going to throw up. That's not how you treat a woman.
Is Courtney Thorne Smith in Branson by chance?
Ooh, now they're making out. Yeah.
If she ever talks back to you, just shoot her, m'lady.
This is stupid. I want to hear him. Oh, yeah, I want to hear he's going to talk. Post-kiss.
I never thought Courtney Thorne Smith was that hot.
She looks weird now.
Wait, she's returning to prime time.
Is she on Cameo yet?
Allegedly. She must be.
Oh my God, that was a whole scene with him, and he had one line where just, oh, hey.
Well, I forgot she was on Ally McBeal, according to Jim. Okay, I guess.
Didn't he get really mad at? Wait, was Allison the one that he got really mad at? And she's like, Billy, yelling at him. And he just goes, he just looks at her and goes, shut up. Do you remember that scene?
Yes. Like we had the drop.
You're like, that's right.
We did.
For one another.
This is where he got married.
Their life together.
All right, Bill, whatever the hell.
Brooke, that was the girl.
Take Brooke Armstrong to be your lawful wedded wife.
This is what happens when you date a crazy woman named Allison.
And in hell.
Phil!
Hello, Phil! Till death do you part.
Billy! Don't! Billy, Brooke set this whole thing up.
He always has that stupid look on his face.
I know you love me, too.
Daddy, do something.
Guard, get this woman out of here, please.
Billy, I wrote you a letter. I told you I loved you. I gave it to Brooke. You must have been pregnant. You've got to believe me!
What are you talking about?
There's Billy's line.
Hey, don't hurt her.
All right, everybody, just calm down. Let her go.
Of course. I know I've hurt you, but don't do this. We can work things out. Billy, you're my best friend.
That's kind of rude to do that during their wedding.
Please, Bill. Don't make a decision you'll regret for the rest of your
life. You
know
what I would do, m'lady?
You have got to let go. I'm getting married here. Now, if you can't respect that, then please, as a friend, go.
Billy's laying down the law. Hey, didn't Allison die and then come crawling back out of her grave? Or is that another character?
Remember really?
Didn't the season end with like her hand popping out?
Out, out.
I don't remember.
I used to love Melrose Place.
Something kind of disposable about that show.
What?
Was Two and a Half Men a good show?
Two and a Half Men?
It sounds so dumb that they're Two and a Half Men. Yeah,
I watched it exactly two and a half times.
It was fine for what it was.
Isn't that the Charlie Sheen show?
Yeah. Did she die in 2015? It seems that her career stopped in 2015 when Two and a Half Men ended. But I don't know. Actually, it does imply she's alive.
It was much better with Charlie Sheen, I can tell you that. Because after he left, then what happened was Cryer and Kutcher were now. It wasn't good with those two.
And the half man grew up.
Yeah, he grew up into two and a half men.
Oh, into a big whiner.
Himself.
She was on 52 episodes.
Oh, well, that's
a lot of episodes. She was probably, sounds like she's on every other episode, is Lindsay McElroy. Then she was on Robot Chicken.
Oh, it's a good show. It's
as the voice of a medical examiner.
Yeah.
That sounds like a big role.
Well, everybody on Robot Chicken only has like a 1 minute.
No. I'm just doing my
You're
very
a Robot
best
Chicken
Allison
fan?
Yeah.
Bark, bark, bark.
What do you think? Oh, Billy. Bark, bark. Oh, you're the love
I'm a Seth
of my
Green
life,
fan.
No matter who you're married to.
Knock it off. Let's just go, okay?
Acting.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Walk out on
Is this
me.
Where he tells you shut up?
Good at that. It's the one thing he is good at. I mean, in
Who
sack?
Played Brooke? I always thought
Brooke,
she was hot. Why
don't you drop dead? Allison.
Sex in the City.
Don't you dare help that little witch.
Oh, no, really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's go, Allison.
Good. Go. Leave. Go
this
on. Go on your little double date. How sweet. Two pea brains and a couple of sluts. Just leave.
Oh.
I'm used to being left behind my whole life. I'm used to no one caring.
Whoa.
You hate me, don't you?
I don't even care enough about you. I hate you.
How many thoughts she goes through.
Fine, I'll say it! I hate you! You hear me? I hate you! Billy?
Perfect double date. Two losers,
Billy?
A trash bag, and a demon. Shut up.
Do you hear me? I hate you!
Hey, don't laugh. She's about to drown in the pool.
Oh, really?
What?
She's so distraught and drunk.
She doesn't look drunk at all.
Smash your face in.
No one's home.
Is she the only death inside
Nobody
Melrose
cares.
Place? Oh! Oh!
Oh, fake!
Is she struggling?
Wait. She drowned that fast?
Don't forget to bring it down.
She tripped and hit her head on the side of the pool and drowned in the pool. That's sorry for waiting.
It's
here.
Tremendously big and tremendously wet.
I apologize for wasting everyone's time.
Kristen Davis.
Yes.
Who then went on.
She was in Seinfeld, too, for an episode.
Sex of the City. And Sarah Jessica Parker apparently on Bad Times. True. Sarah Jessica.
Yeah, you were talking about it before the show.
Oh, yeah. She hasn't returned some jewelry that she borrowed. She's going to keep for a couple months and get photographed in and then give it back. And she apparently never brought it back.
Maybe she's still borrowing it.
After 2.5 years, they are demanding $150,000. And
wow.
Can she return it now?
I think they said they would take it back, but they said, you know, after a couple months, it starts to get a little bit. I don't lose some value, maybe.
Charlotte borrowed one of my pillows. She took one of my pillows. I said, can I have my pillow back? And she goes, no, I'm borrowing it. I said, well, for how long? When can I get it back? And she goes, 16 years. Walked out of the room. I'm like, what? You can't
Good
borrow.
Good answer.
You can't borrow. Well, the way she walked out of the room, kind of couldn't say anything.
Wow.
She's running that household.
She totally is.
The worst.
She has a sort of a flair for drama.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
SJP.
SJP.
She had a fashion line that went, wah, wah.
Really?
Yeah. I was really having a ball looking at failed fashion lines.
Yeah.
I read about like four people's new fashion lines. It's like, you know, Kanye has one, Beyonce has one, Jay-Z has, everybody has a fashion line. Nicki Minaj, oh, she has a radio show now, which is very popular, by the way.
Still hasn't given Jeffrey Owens $25,000.
Oh, you saw that?
Promised.
I know.
How did she make such a big deal
out of that. She promised, which is ridiculous. I thought that was shaming right there going, oh, let me just throw one little crumb of my paycheck at you. This should hold you for a while.
And then
you have that stupid job at Trader Joe's. And they contacted him, apparently somebody. I'm surprised someone even bothered with, like, did you get the donation? And he said, no, no one's even tried to contact us. And I guess she made the promise last week. Mm-hmm. And so she was contacted and said, yeah, we've been trying to give him the money, but we don't know how to get a hold of him. And he said, I'm easy to get a hold of. Many people have gotten a hold of me. And then he said, I don't want the money anyway.
Ooh, nice comeback.
I know.
Is it Trader Joe's?
Good Morning America is doing a Jeffrey Owens segment every day now. They should just block out at 5 minutes every day.
What is it left to say?
I don't know.
Do they do a feature on him blowing out his job at Trader Joe's, telling him to suck it?
No, but they're running clips of the interview, the past interview, and he said something about how every job is the same. No one job is better than the other. And I can't disagree with that more. Some jobs are better than other jobs.
He's just talking out of his ass.
He's run out of things to say.
He's never been asked anything in 100 years, and all of a sudden he's being asked everything.
I think being a professional baseball player would be a better job.
Yeah.
Than Trader Joe's, probably.
Well, than almost anything. I think being a professional basketball player
he's
would be
not
better.
An expert on life. He had a fucking job at Trader Joe's. No, I'm job shaming.
Being a professional baseball, are you updating your fantasy team, Brandon? Why are you looking up at it?
Continue on with the show.
You were updating your fantasy baseball team.
I'm in the playoffs, asshole, and one of my guys just got hurt. This is important stuff. There's a lot of money on the line.
Ooh, jeez.
A good defense. Wait, a good offense is a good defense. M'lady?
The best defense is a good... No, the best offense is a good defense.
M'lady.
Did you see that Meghan Markle's dog took a dump at Buckingham Palace and people saw it?
They officially had to respond to say that was not Meghan Markle because they thought it was Meghan walking the dog while it was taking a dump.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, did you see the picture of it?
No, I didn't.
I'll show you.
I figured they shot the dog before it even hit the ground.
Oh, the Queen's corgis have shat all over that
they
place.
They don't. We plug their anuses up.
I was kind of
remove their anus. Sew the anus.
Anal glands.
I was stunned that they did a story. It was a story.
It's poop.
It was on TMZ. You know, it was the other really the story that just made me want to gag today was that Jesse Jackson was complaining that Tim Tebow took a knee and it was accepted. Colin Kaepernick takes a knee and there's all kinds of outrage.
Take a knee during the anthem.
There's something called context, Jackson.
What is he talking about?
There's Meghan Markle's walking her dog while taking a shit. See it? Do you see it over here, Drew?
No! Right near Lancaster Square.
Is that Meghan?
Is she allowed to dress like that?
That's what this lady said.
Ooh. Wow.
There was an accompanying story about how she had shaved her staff down to a smaller size because she doesn't know who to trust.
Oh, bullshit.
Trust for what? You're nobody. You don't do anything. You've got this fake title. It means, I mean,
do it yourself.
Are you kidding
lady.
Me?
Ugh.
The whole royalty thing is still so dumb.
What do they need staff for? I mean, I watched the Crown.
Dog poop.
I still don't know.
Her mother was going to the UK to help her handle her father, which is really upsetting her.
And the sister called her Dutch ass.
What?
You didn't see that big letter that, no. Remember that sister that's always ragging her the half
Yeah,
sister?
She's going to write a book about what a climber she is.
Yeah, she calls her Dutch ass.
What does that mean?
Instead of Duchess, Dutch ass.
Oh, Dutch ass, okay. Duh.
Because she's being mean to her father who has given her everything, which, okay.
She's a climber!
He helped her out, but at some point she did a lot of stuff on her own, climber or otherwise. The dad's using her now.
No, the dad's a complete asshole.
He had a heart attack.
Did he really?
True.
Did he just have one?
No, that's why he couldn't go to the wedding.
Oh. Yeah, whatever. I'm sure they were so crushed.
You see Stormy Daniels putting a book out?
I did not.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, she can put a book out. Are you pumped? Maybe she can do a book tour.
Who? Okay, I don't. I'm still so taken aback that people buy stupid books like that. Like Omarosa's book.
And Trump's divorce lawyer. He's got a book coming too.
Oh, yeah.
His book might be interesting if it's not all about Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be other people too.
He represented a bunch of famous people.
I guess he's not. It sounds like he doesn't hate Donald Trump, which makes me think it won't do that well. But I was kind of surprised to see what. How does a divorce lawyer write about his divorce cases? Isn't that...
You'd have to get their
approval. A little bogus.
Yeah. Unless you don't...
Consider that a divorce.
I mean, his other lawyer...
What do you want to learn from? What do you want to take away from it? The book is actually dedicated to my daughter. It was written for her. I felt... and there was a period of time where I was like, great, now I can't write a book, even though I've been working on this book for years because people are going to use it against me and say I did it for this reason, so I can't write this book. And then that has now turned again... After, you know, everybody knows that a lot of the 60 Minutes was cut down for time. And there are things that I said in my interview that I really wanted people to know being very important
Trudy's
to me.
Sister.
That I didn't get
I'm
to say.
I'm on a new book.
So listen to this yapping.
I'm going
to
write everything and include it. And people can think what they want
in
about
her business,
me, but at least it's the
people
truth.
People don't usually
like
have to listen
that
to
about me anyway.
You
so.
Also had a hell of a childhood.
Yeah.
And you survived it. And...
Well, that's
people
it.
Will be
oh,
knocked
the
out
View
by
had
this.
Her on.
It's
going to
be
what a surprise.
Be 3 weeks before the book comes out for Donald. Trump.
Oh no!
Stealing.
Yeah, so this book's going to be about Trump and not the 6,000 wieners that she's had inside her body.
Yeah, I'd rather know about that.
What you going to talk about there?
Would people will really buy a book by Stormy Daniels about Trump?
First comment underneath on Twitter: only on the View, a hoe would be interviewed. What?
Oh, I bet she'll be all over the place. I would think she'll be on every Good Morning America, Today Show, The View, The Talk, The Whatever. I find her, I don't know, I thought I would find her kind of interesting. I think her voice annoys me, and she's just, I don't know, she's not that interesting,
it's
I guess.
Just too much of her.
If she was talking about sex, I'd probably be more interested.
Well, maybe she will.
I mean, does anyone really think she has a lot to say? I mean, is it fair to presume that a porn star probably, I don't know, probably doesn't have a lot to say about important things?
Well, I think they have a good story to tell, though.
Really unfair.
They?
No, I mean, I'm interested in them screwing for a living, but.
I don't know. I just wonder if she can tell a good story, because she certainly has probably had an interesting life. You don't think so?
Well,
I think she's got some very deep-seated problems.
Her whole story, maybe? I mean, a whole book about Trump, really? Is that what it's about?
Is it about? Is the whole thing about?
Isn't what you said, Brandon?
I don't know. I have no idea what the book's about.
It's going to blow your mind.
She doesn't tell the facts.
Oh, maybe it's about her porn career and, you know, a chapter.
Yeah, but it's for her daughter. Why is she going to write
about
her porn career?
How does she even get on television?
For her daughter to read?
Yeah. She's basically a disaster.
I love total.
You take
disaster.
A look at her; she's a slob.
It's supposed to be a tell-all about Trump.
Oh, then who cares?
So,
nobody even told me about it.
Yeah, so her daughter, she's going to be like, "My mom wrote this for me. It's when Donald Trump banged her."
Hot.
I guess people will buy it. I don't know the Omarosa book. I would have thought that all the pre-talk would have people would have said, "Why don't read what this?" The Michael Clark Duncan family.
Yeah.
Did you read that story?
Yeah.
No. What was all of that? That she.
Okay. She dated Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Or is it Michael Duncan Clark?
Clark Duncan.
No, he has two names. Michael Clark, whatever.
She has
no,
three names.
No, we call
him
Michael Clark.
Mike Clark.
Michael Duncan, whatever.
It's Mike Clark.
MDC.
She was his girlfriend, and he had a heart attack, and he never quite recovered. Well, she claimed to the world that they had a secret engagement.
Fake.
And his family
Are you serious,
said,
Clark?
No, he never told us. He never told anyone about an engagement. So anyway, he's in the hospital and his friends complained that I really wanted to go see him. And I was told that not to see him, that he was going to be okay. And that Omarosa didn't want all these people descending on him. His family is livid because he changed his will. in the last few months of his life, and they said he was not well, and they don't believe this is what he wanted to do because he left everything to Omarosa.
As if.
Now, she has a recording of everything, right? She had. Yeah. Does she have a recording of that?
I'm sure she probably does. I don't know.
Of him saying, Omarosa, I want you to have everything.
Yeah. But it's really her don't trying to do his voice.
Not only that, she says horrible things about the family, that long-lost relatives come out of the woodwork and come try to extort money out of me. The sister says, we wanted him to continue his monthly stipend to our mother, who is not well and is living on a fixed income, and Michael helped her out. And Omarosa said, fuck you, basically.
That's just sad.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. There were a few. I think she had a few comebacks. His college roommate, who was a good friend, was very upset because he said Omarosa kept him away from him when he was in the hospital. She also urged people not to tell anyone he was sick because she said it would hurt business deals. So his illness was kind of a quiet thing.
Yeah, it was a big surprise, wasn't it?
When he died. Omarosa was fixated on his money, according to his sister. When he was on life support, she sold his personal effects without telling the family.
Oh, nice.
They were not allowed to get anything of significance.
Class act.
And she accused them of extortion. And it was just a really.
Jeez.
Where do these people come from?
It is funny that she's really. I'm just trying to think of who's gotten the better of Trump more than Omarosa. Stormy Daniels, maybe. But Omarosa really fucked him. Oh, my God, did she fuck him. I mean, he made her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He made her.
I mean, how did she really hurt him?
Well, she's writing a book claiming that the White House is a total disaster.
Yeah, but she's a total disaster, so no one really believes her.
Oh, but now everyone puts her on because people love to hear that.
Putting her on, that's one thing. I mean, real people believing the stories. I think Woodward would carry far more credibility, just like no one believed Michael Wolff.
I don't know.
She's basically a disaster.
If anybody does enough PR, it's got to have some impact of some kind. I'm surprised as many people put her on as put her on because, you know, by Felicia, when she left, it was sort of like, fuck you from everyone. And then she comes out with a book with tapes and it's like, oh, where are the tapes? We'll play them.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
But I don't think those tapes hurt
I was him. Never a fan. I hated her the first time she was on that show. I could not stand her on The Apprentice. And then she was back, of course.
Yeah, remember she thought calling the kettle black was racist? What did you say about black people?
Was that in The Apprentice?
Yeah, that's like the first introduction of her. Ugh. Someone said the pot calling the kettle black. Remember we had her on and she hung up on us?
Yeah.
She's awful.
Why did she hang up on us? I don't care at all.
Because she was challenged. And if you get challenged, she's just going to bail.
Well, she just.
Yeah, her comebacks are horrible. And she thinks they're the greatest comebacks, like mic drop comebacks. Yeah. Oh, I hate that expression, mic drop.
Don't write me a book, kid.
Nice comeback!
I don't know. I guess I was surprised.
I don't think those tapes hurt him one bit, though.
Well, but in terms Nothing of fucking in terms of fucking him over, I mean, to tape every conversation she has with all his people, and now she can drib and drab it out, and as long as there's anything to it, she'll stay in the news. I mean, I was praying she'd be out of the news. I'm just so sick of her, and she still turns up in the news.
She's so calculated, though. I still think she just taped it so she could get the book deal.
Oh, of course.
Not to, you her know, book fuck is no, him her book over is, necessarily.
Her book is number one. Well, she fucked him over, though.
Yeah.
Her book is number one, by the way.
It? What?
Yeah. Well, oh, no, wait, I take it back. I heard her say that, so
no.
I don't know why I believed it, but let me check. I bet
what chart?
Woodward's has got to be number one. Because
oh, now,
the
yeah.
The pre-sale.
Actually, Jeff Perlman's book should be number one.
It was funny. I was surprised he was so down on his own book.
Or well, he's not down
marketability.
On it. Yeah.
New York Times.
Failing.
Oh, sorry. Failing. New York Times.
Does it come up that way?
I do this as fast as Homer.
The failing New York Times.
I bet you.
Reads the betting line.
Do you think they own the failing New York Times.com?
Best seller.
I'm already on the list if you want to
list.
Know.
Best.
It's crazy.
Seller.
And the.
Do you want me to tell you?
Number one.
Sin.
current Zen book is
Natty.
God damn it.
The failing,
clicked the wrong thing.
The failing NewYorkTimes.com goes to the ACLU webpage.
Oh, wow. So they got it first, huh? Good for you.
What are they doing with it?
Ooh, number two on the list is The Restless Wave by John McCain.
Well, where's Omarosa's stupid book?
Not number one. Number one is 21 Lessons for the 21st Century.
Boring. Jesus. Oh, my God.
The Russia hoax is number
three. Can I get the mailing list of people that bought that first book so I can get restraining orders against all of them?
Number five is John Kerry's book.
There it is.
Every Day is Extra.
John Kerry?
She's at seven.
Unhinged at seven.
Honestly, can you imagine anyone buying John Kerry's book?
No.
I seriously, if someone told me that, I'd probably start crying if they said they bought the
Janine
book and they were
Pirro,
close friends.
Pirro is number 10. So two pro-Trump books are in the top 10.
I started watching, I think he was on Colbert, and I couldn't hang with John Kerry.
Why? Because he put you to sleep.
He was on Colbert?
Yes, he was.
Is Colbert trying to get the most boring guests possible?
Maybe.
Yes.
I think so.
Get Chelsea Clinton on again? Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
He had Woodward on, and it was boring.
Yeah.
Chelsea Clinton?
Colbert used to be so funny.
Mm-hmm.
He had Neil deGrasse Tyson on, though.
Oh, I'm sick of that. I got to say, I'm sick of that guy.
Wait, who's really? Neil deGrasse Tyson?
The astronomer.
The astrophysicist.
What a nerd.
Black guy.
Black guy.
Well, I got a big bang for you.
Wears a vest.
You know who he is, right? He's everywhere. That's why I'm just sick of him.
Brandon, have you recovered from hitting Clyde's son with Alden? Tomball with the fart?
I felt really bad. I felt like he was pretty upset with me over that drop.
Well, he did call back.
Did he?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he asked to have that part edited out.
The fart?
I didn't tell Brandon because I wanted to go through.
Wow.
Shit.
That's intense.
I'm just kidding. Call back.
That's the most upset a guest has possibly ever been.
Just a fart.
Really?
How's your fantasy team coming?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
All right. We need to keep Brandon busy. He's really unfocused today. Why don't we make a couple calls? The IRS is threatening to arrest Craig and Todd.
Todd?
Oh, boy.
Yes. Todd and Craig are in big trouble.
I had another number two, if you have any interest. I don't know if you've seen the video of the lady who's talking about urine therapy. She's rubbing her own urine on her face.
Ugh.
On the YouTube.
It's
a new beauty standard. You're going to be doing it for...
No.
They show her urinating and then
yes.
Taking the urine?
Just a nice stream.
Everybody,
almost directly.
Be quiet! Todd's about to masturbate!
Todd?
Todd.
Oh, come on, IRS. What kind of hours are these guys?
And I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd.
Why do we have so many Todd drops?
Friggin' Todd.
It's weird.
Todd!
Some friggin' fat dude named Todd.
Gilda Radner.
That's a fun name, Todd.
So many requests for Hugh Jepson.
Especially when it's coarser.
So few opportunities.
Chad is another one.
Chad.
Okay, he's up in this. Richard, correct?
This cock is hanging out all over Lansing.
Okay, Mr. Hugh Jepinus.
I'm going to try
I'll try the other one.
I guess.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Oh, dude, Craig is petrified.
Craig.
He said they're absolutely going to arrest him.
Craig.
I think he sent the message even.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were pissed. I guess he had missed a number of deadlines.
Oh, no.
And so they were going to issue a warrant. I think he had 24 hours to call.
Oh, boy.
You have no Craig drops?
Why would there be Craig drops?
I don't know. Apparently we want to pick on
Hello?
Todd.
No Craig drops.
Yellow. The answer?
Hello?
Is anybody there?
It was like weird.
It was like weird. I thought like rang.
Oh, Dan Giesling's calling right now. Pick up the phone.
Oh, Gies.
Pick it up, Brandon. Brandon, don't blow it. Brandon's going to blow it. Pick up the phone. Learn how to answer a phone. Oh!
You know as well as I do, you can't answer a phone when it's in use.
What are you talking about?
You've never been able to do it.
You're not allowed to answer
You've
a phone.
You've never been able to do it ever.
You're not allowed to answer a phone that's in use.
Do we get this phone in 1985? I thought I just moved
Look
in
how
here.
How bad Brandon is. Hey, man. Because you blew it.
He's still
smarting. He's going into his shell again.
He's still smarting from the fart.
Is this Dan? Are you calling Dan back?
This is worse than a thanks for listening to the podcast.
This is Dan.
Should we start a don't know how to use the phone list?
Drew did that to me before the show.
Is this Dan?
This is Dan.
Dan, it's Drew, and Mark's here, and Trudy,
hey,
and
Dan.
Brandon.
The crew's back. What's going on? We've been talking probably a decade.
It's just about a decade. We tried to answer your call, but Brandon has trouble. This phone is only a 2016 phone, and he was having trouble with it.
Fire him.
It has limitations, apparently. Anyway, we saw you on TMZ.
You did?
Yeah.
It was a little interesting, huh?
Well, it was. First of all, it was weird how the camera was, like, right in your face. I guess it was your phone, so.
Yeah.
It was really up close.
It's like a FaceTime thing, but so we did it, and, you know, I saw the article this morning, and I saw the headline. I'm like, I literally said the exact opposite of what the headline was. So it was a unique experience, but I'll tell you what, they texted me later in the day, and I haven't had a chance to reread it, but I think they rewrote it because it was, like, super inaccurate what they wrote, you know? It was pretty crazy.
Did you see yourself on TV?
I did not see myself on TV, no. Was it on TV?
Yeah, it was on the 3 o'clock live show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They ran a clip. And it sounds like you think Big Brother's going to have to fold up their tent if Julie Chen can't do the show.
That's the exact opposite of what I said.
Okay.
I said she is such an integral part of the show. She's an icon and the consummate professional. You know, so it would be strange.
I think they should fold up their tent. I mean, I'm just stopping you right there. The show's over.
You think they should fold up the show?
No, I think after what you just said, I would feel like, oh, the show's over if they can't have Julie Chen.
Yeah, I mean, well, you guys are in the business. The show makes a lot of money, you know. And they brought a guy like me on the show. Okay, no discernible talents whatsoever. If they can make a show out of a house full of people with no discernible talent and make money doing it, I think they're going to continue to do it.
Well, I always think that the people in the house, if they picked lousy people, it would be a lousy show. Julie Chen, to me, is just a facilitator. I just don't think she's that important to the show. But, I mean, you were on the show, and you see how important she is and that they would have to fold up their tent. So I'm deferring to you.
Well, I mean, she's been there since the beginning. She's evolved with the show. You know, over the past, I'd say, a couple seasons, you've seen things like she doesn't take herself as serious, and I think you see the show flourish. And I think the fan base, which, you know, I would equate the Big Brother fan base to the Detroit Lions fan base. They love the Lions no matter what. They're going to continue to watch no matter what. And I think they'd have a problem if Julie wasn't there. I think a lot of people would really miss her.
What if they say, Dan, we can't go on with Chen any longer, and we're going to have to fold up. Unless you want to host, do you think you could host Big Brother?
I would say, hey, I would recommend you guys get someone with professional experience. I wouldn't want to be the downfall of the show through my lack of any remote hosting skills whatsoever.
Oh.
So you think there's so much pressure on the next host that it cannot go on without Julie?
I think that if Julie decides to step away, I think that the shoes would be very enormous to fill.
Wow.
Oh.
So you are saying that they would have to fold up their tent.
The show's over.
It's Dan done.
Giesling,
it's cooked.
Dan Giesling. The show is over without Chen.
That's the headline. Giesling says, fold up tents.
What are you guys? Are you guys like, is it happy hour over there? What are you guys drinking over
there? No, it's funny, Dan. Seriously, everything you're saying makes it sound like, wow, there's no way her shoes can be filled. She's an icon. She's critical to the show. She's gotten better and better. And then you kind of imply that we're crazy for saying they would have to fold up their tent. So I don't know. I'm confused.
You guys are confusing me. I feel like I'm in a vortex right now. Can I have the old host back, the old Mark back, the ones that make sense of banter going back and forth?
Dan, did you ever meet Les Moonves?
I never met him, no.
Huh.
And oddly enough, I had very limited interaction with Julie. I think I've met her 3 times, meaning come face-to-face with her on the show. You know, the first time when I went in, and then when I won, and then on the second time when I didn't win on the way out. You know, it's just a very limited interaction.
So you're saying that Julie Chen is too isolated?
I came on the show to
Giesling says Chen cold.
No, I just want to see how many words can I put in Dan's mouth. No, I'm kidding. I'm surprised though that you wouldn't have more contact with it. You won the show. I mean, they have the big celebration, all that,
and you were runner up on the celebrity version.
I forgot one moment. I went on the talk and talked to her. She's super cool. You know, very personable. I have nothing but good things to say about her. You know, I think she's done great for the franchise.
How was Sharon?
They didn't like me very much because of I had a bad rap coming off the second season.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, refresh. Can you refresh the audience's memory about the bad rap? Because I can't even remember what it was.
No, I mean, no one knows or cares. I mean, basically, the first time I played, I came off like squeaky clean. The second time, I had to do some, let's say, Bill Belichick, Spygate type stuff. Yeah. People don't take kindly to that.
Really? Even the other hosts of the talk? I'm surprised they would really judge, but...
Can the talk go on without Chen?
Can I ask you guys? Were you guys gentle on the line?
No. No, but
why?
It was...
It's a 16-game season.
But they were garbage.
I agree, Dan. I do agree with you. They could have a good game against San Francisco, and the first game will be quickly forgotten. But they for a coach's debut at home against a bad team with a rookie quarterback, that was pretty bad.
Embarrassing.
I think it's a combination of two things. One, I think the Jets are a lot better than people think. And two, the first time you guys did your radio show, was it good?
No.
Well,
this is this guy's first time being a head coach.
Yeah, but he's been a coach before.
We didn't inherit a staff that had gone 9-7 the previous year. I mean, it's hard to compare. If the Lions are a total rebuild, then I totally get where you're coming from. But we were kind of led to believe that, hey, they've been drafting well the last couple of years, and they got some nice pieces. And
in my mind, they were going to be a 7-9 team. Now they're going to be a 4-12 team.
Well, I'm going to put this in stone right now. The Lions will win a playoff game this year.
Whoa!
This year? Oh, Giesling said Lions rule.
I can't believe how many.
Even the NFL.
Dan, I can't believe how many headlines you're making today.
Wrong.
It's funny. I was looking at your Brandon. Are you on his social media page?
Sporadically. Yeah.
Well, you have a YouTube channel, right?
That's a no. And so you can say no. I didn't come back on your radar until you saw a CMZ popper. I get it. I'm very self-aware. Like you guys won't insult.
What are you talking about? I follow you on Twitch. I watch you play video games all the time.
No, you don't.
maybe I watched one today.
Maybe you did. What's your Twitch name?
Ninja.
He's from here.
Yeah. Do you know Ninja?
I don't. Have you guys had him on the show yet?
Negative. No.
You should.
Do you have the YouTube pressure of where you have to post a video constantly, or else you're afraid you're going to lose followers or money?
No, because I'm in it for the long term, right? I've been doing it for 5 years, and I don't rely on it to, like, sustain my life. Ooh. So I can take a really long-term approach. So I just kind of keep grinding at it. It's been good. I will say this. Here's a headline for you. I got to be careful how I say it. I can't say that.
Dan's got a podcast.
I have a podcast? Yeah, I'm just – it's a very interesting world we live in, and where you guys – I mean, you can talk about whatever you want. If you're mildly interesting or passionate, you guys are wildly interesting and wildly passionate. Oh. You can kind of carve out your own area of the internet and have a success at it.
Well, Dan, your podcast is that him playing? Is that you playing games?
Well, that's him doing Twitch. Yeah.
Consider this my audio journal of how I'm going about building a gaming brand while pulling back the curtain, hopefully entertaining and distracting you in the process in a family-friendly environment, meaning there's not going to be any swearing. So if you're listening to this,
you're
going to learn about my backstory. And how
basically what it is, it's basically you go behind the curtain and see what it's like. What's working, what's not, what I'm having fun with. It's just basically giving people a little inside look at what's going on. It's pretty cool. I mean,
do you have advertisers, Dan?
I do not. You know, people are like, are you going to have a Patreon? Are you going to advertise? My thought is the longer I can push that stuff off, the better it will be long term.
Hey, did you stay in touch with Mike Boogie?
Oddly enough, you know what? He texted me this morning.
He did?
Anytime there's something like this.
Is it about Chen? Happens, like
no, he always texts me. He'll text me about the season's house guests, and it's just classic, you know, just poking fun at people. And
oh, okay.
He's one of the few people I keep in touch with.
Dan, is your what year did you win Big Brother?
I won in on Sunday it'll be 10 years ago, and then I went back on in 2012 and got second place.
Wow, and is that where you got the majority? You've got 251,000 followers. I thought I saw
250. Yeah, so when I got off the first time in 2008, I had 8,000, and then when I got off the second time, I had 50,000. So between 2012 and now, you know, I've grown it by 5x.
Huh. Are you saying
without being on national TV?
So saying is that you earned it yourself.
I'm just saying that I grew the following by providing value to the community, meaning what a lot of people do when they come off, you know, a reality TV show. They'll tweet about their season 5 years later and talk about week one this happened. No one cares. Boy. What I try to do is like provide commentary on the relevant season going on, because let's be honest, no one knows or cares about anything that happened in the past in Big Brother. At least that's how I look at it.
Do you keep in touch with anybody else from season 10, the one you won?
I do. I talked to Memphis. He's in Florida. He's opened up like 4 or 5 restaurants.
What about Jerry, the guy that shut down the bathroom? Talked about his dumps all the time. Remember Jerry? Remember Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk to Jerry about once or twice a year. I think he could go on the show again and win.
Really?
And he's 83.
What about Keisha? I loved Keisha.
I don't. I don't speak with really outside of Memphis and Jerry. I don't talk to anyone.
Oh, man.
Dan, what about the money you won? Did you invest it well?
Yeah, so my whole thing was when I won the money, being from Dearborn, I didn't grow up with money. You know, it was like a blue-collar, middle-class family. I didn't want to lose it all, end up on one of those, you know, situations. So when I won, it was, you know, the tough time in the real estate market. You know, everything crashed. And so I just kind of went headfirst in there and tried to figure out, you know, how to manage real estate.
Are you saying that you took advantage of people at the bottom of their existence?
You guys should be working for TMZ, man. But I'll tell you what, I was super impressed, man. The writer texted me after the response came out to the article, because I tweeted, hey, like, this isn't what I said. And I was pretty impressed, man. They rewrote the article. I haven't read it yet, but, you know, he's like, hey, let me change this and make it right. So, you know.
Yeah, if you tweet, we'll do the same thing, I promise. You should tweet out your appearance on the podcast. It'd be good for us. If you feel so inclined.
What's going on with you guys? What's new?
Well, are you familiar with the podcast at all?
No, and that's what, like, I'm going to be honest. I wish I was, because I would have listened.
Yeah, no, just Google Drew and Mike show, and you'll see about how many shows, Mark? 500 shows will come up.
What are we on, Brandon? What number is this, do you know? 566?
This is 577.
577,
yeah,
wow.
We've been doing it 5 days a week since May of 2016, and it's kind of a combination. It's mostly like the Riff show, but
yeah.
Tom Mazzaway's on one day a week from the 105.1 show. And the podcast, because it's a podcast, we can talk about anything. We can use any language. We're not as G-rated as you are, but I mean, you're appealing to a different crowd. We got advertisers, and we're making a living doing it. So it's really gone pretty well.
Let me ask you a question: is it comparable? I mean, not monetarily, but do you guys have the same amount of freedom, like financially? Like, can you guys take care of the stuff you need to make some money from the podcast?
Stupid question.
Model.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to suggest that we couldn't do better, but we've really been building it, and we've had advertisers, and our advertisers, the amazing thing, the audience responds to the advertisers incredibly. They're very loyal, and they make a lot of noise when they go buy a car at Zot Ford, or they refi with Hall Financial, or they go to Dr. Roche for new boobs or whatever. The audience is really strong. We get about, we get about 50,000 downloads, and then actually for each show... and then as time goes on, there are people running behind who will download the same show. So eventually there'll be 75,000 downloads every show, which over the course of a month is well over a million. So it's a pretty significant, I mean, the commerce is definitely there. It's just a matter of, I think we've been very patient about trying to monetize. We've just really tried to work on the show and the technical part. There's been a lot of, I mean, it's not easy. I didn't want to monetize it because I thought, oh, God, I don't want to do that. What a job that'll be. But then, you know, as it turned out, it's worked out pretty well.
I love it. That means one thing, though. You had to give Mark a big, fat raise.
Except I was unemployed.
That's awesome. I love it. I mean, you guys get it. You know, it's just, but you guys are in control now. You don't have to bend the knee to the Lannister family running the radio programming.
Yeah,
you guys can do whatever you want.
It's pretty cool.
Are you still here? Are you still in the Detroit area?
Yeah, I'm in the Detroit area. I got a 2-year-old and a 5-month-old now, two boys.
Oh, my God.
They're keeping me busy, so I'm here for a while. But, yeah, you know, anytime you guys want to rap about anything, you know, keep in touch. Mark went MIA on me. He was my contact.
I know. I'm sorry. My phone number's still the same as is yours. Works both ways.
So, no, but
we were pumped when we saw you on TMZ. Everybody's pumped.
Yeah, we all yelled, I know him.
Except me.
No, I'm glad you guys reached out. You know, and anything I can do to help you guys out, you guys sound like you're doing it smart, I just blame Mark for not letting me know you guys are a podcast.
I know.
Hey, what about, are you still doing real estate? You bought some homes and you flipped them or you rent them out or what do you do?
Yeah, so I don't talk about it too much publicly just because I like to keep like a low profile, you know, but it's been good. You know, it's afforded me some freedom to grow my, you know, gaming presence, just like you guys, you know, started growing your podcast. You guys had a base to work from. I had a little bit of a base to work from, and you know, just kind of keeping at it and having fun in the process.
Dan, you want to hear Drew get really mad? If you Google Dan's name, he gets American television personality.
Oh!
Drew is very upset that he doesn't get American broadcaster or.
I mean, I've done nothing to change it.
No, I still
get upset. I feel like it should just be there.
It should. I mean, how would you even begin to change it?
I think that's all on the Wikipedia page.
What?
Once it's
linked. Where do you guys operate out of?
My basement. It's kind of like Wayne's World, Ferndale.
Oh, okay. Yo, what's up with all the restaurants leaving? That's why every time I open the Free Press of Detroit News, it's like Ferndale loses another restaurant.
But another one opens up right in its place.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, Ferndale's pretty happening, really. And Royal Oak, oh boy, they're busy over there. I don't know if you noticed that corner on 696.
It's getting big, really.
Something's really going up there.
Yeah, Royal Oak's
mostly
ridiculous.
Just a dirt pile, though. What the hell is
it? A couple columns,
well, come on,
too.
Trudy, if you had big trucks like that, wouldn't you just move dirt around for a few months?
I guess.
I would.
Sure.
It'd be a blast.
Remember Matt Riley's listening. Trudy, you could play serious heat for that comment. So Dan, you're doing this pretty much. I mean, it's not like you're working a straight job. You've really turned Big Brother into a long-term plan.
I mean, I don't know about that. Like, I was able to, you know, take advantage of the situation beyond the show. You know, I'm like, I knew that I didn't want to talk about reality TV or Big Brother the rest of my life, but I've always been into video games, so I've been kind of able to pivot a little bit. You know, it's taken 5 or so years, but it's good, and it's, you know, kind of my passion has turned into a side business, has grown into a business, and eventually one day I'm sure I won't be involved in real estate at all and hopefully get a chance to do that full time.
How hard is it to, I mean, if we were to look at the number of people, let's just say in this area, who are making a career in gaming, what is that number like?
I would say it's very small, but you also have to look at the overhead. The majority of people that do make it, you know, say if you look at the top 1%, like the ninjas that are just absolutely murdering it, someone like Ninja or Dr. Disrespect, who I know you guys aren't into gaming, but you guys would like it. He puts on a show. You know, I mean, you're talking, they're making a couple $100,000 a month. You know, that's like the tip of the iceberg. But I think there's a good chunk of people who are making in the six figures, you know, the lower six figures.
Wow, that's
that are
cool.
Having a blast doing it.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. And
see, nice sound effect.
I mean, who knows what you can do with that, too? I mean, there's probably a lot of other things like endorsements and the podcast. How many do you get to have a lot of people listen to your podcast?
Not so much yet because I just started it back up, but, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, I'm in it for the long term, so there may not be a lot of people listening now, but I'm just a believer. You guys ever heard of a guy named Gary Vee?
Gary B?
Gary.
Gary.
Gary V.
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 Negative.
I don't know. I don't. Is he a gamer?
No, he's like a. You guys should look him up. He's a really big thought leader in terms of like growing your online presence. Mm. And he just kind of lays the blueprint of like how to do this. You know what we're all trying to do, which is kind of be able to run what we like to do, or what we're passionate about for our career.
Is he like a Gen Z counselor?
Not quite. He's a dude that he took over. He helped his dad grow his business from like wine business from like 2 to 60 million, and then
I mean Gary Vaynerchuk, like the American Belarusian entrepreneur.
Yeah, he's got his own podcast.
He's got his own label, just like American radio personalities and American television personalities.
I'm telling you that if you can get past like, I mean, he's vulgar a little bit, but that won't matter. If you guys can get past like his initial stick, it's the blueprint.
He's got a podcast.
All right.
Very interesting. Well, hey, Dan, it was great to see you on TMZ. I'm so glad we got to talk to you. Do you watch a lot of the other reality shows, by the way?
I don't. You know, it's my option is I can watch TV or work on, you know, my gaming stuff, so I work on it. But keep in touch. You know, anything I can do, you know, I'll do whatever I can. You know, I love talking to you guys. We have an honest conversation, and we have fun with it.
I was going to declare you our reality TV expert, but we'll just call you our big brother and gaming expert.
And Julie Chen expert.
Yes.
Giesling knows Chen.
You guys need to have a gaming segment where you guys talk about the games that
I'll play Battletoads and talk about it.
Battletoads?
Yep. That's a brutal game.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Great talking to you. We definitely got to get back to you and stay in touch, and really appreciate it. Like I said, it was great to see you on TMZ. I hope your gaming career keeps moving forward, and good luck with the kids.
I appreciate it, guys.
You
stay
bet.
In touch.
Thanks,
great
Dan.
Talking
Later.
To Dan.
You too.
Okay, buddy. Bye bye.
He's a good dude.
He's awesome.
He's got such a good personality.
He does. No, he's great in the air.
He was great on Big Brother, too.
I really, the whole Julie Chen thing was really funny because he was giving her props, but it really sounded like, oh my God, it'll collapse without her. But he didn't mean that.
No. She's good at what she does, but anybody can do it.
Well, he was being nice.
I know, but you and I can say, and Trudy, you can say, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Lady. Anybody could.
He's trying to be a positive force. Chen.
She's not going to do that show anymore, and they're going to replace her with a guy. That's my prediction.
I am really interested to see what
Ross Matthews will be the next host of Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, I bet it. Well, doesn't he have kids already?
There's a million big fans of that show. There's a million people.
He's a huge fan. He was just on the celebrity version, wasn't he? Wasn't he just on that show?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guess. I just don't see how.
With Armorose.
If she is going to run around saying, I'm with. Less for now, for the future, forever. And what was her statement that she supported him?
Yeah,
I don't think this is one of those things you can just say that about. I think unless she says I can't be part of that shit. I don't know how she continues. Plus, we know that she sucked his cock to get these jobs,
And then threw up because everybody does,
or it was crammed into her. One or the other, but she was happy with it.
Well, it worked. I mean, it was a good career move.
Yeah, it was. No, I agree.
That and getting the eyes bigger.
Yep.
Oh. She admits that.
Sure.
Actual audio of Les Moonves.
Are you surprised that...
We have another IRS request that just came in, Brandon.
Okay.
Are you surprised that it hasn't gotten more coverage that Les is going to be there for 2 years and might end up with $120 million?
No, I'm stunned. I'm absolutely...
No one is talking about
it. I can't get over the fact that that first story came out and was like, he still runs CBS. No big deal. And then Ron Farrow comes out and goes, and he face raped seven other chicks and beat off in front of a doctor. And
And now he's an unpaid advisor. He's gonna get $120 million.
And then Norm MacDonald says this little thing. And
After their investigation, they will find nothing.
Maybe, but I don't think he's going to be there. I mean, it's a liability having him in the
office.
Building.
They didn't rubber stamp Charlie Rose. What's up with the IRS today?
Because tax day is... Maybe Thursday?
Well, the 15th is the third quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, I paid taxes.
Yes, I paid my quarterly taxes already.
maybe they're waiting for Florence, Hurricane Florence.
Okay.
Are you mad at East Carolina, Drew?
Yes, I am. I think they're acting like a WNBA team by canceling their game in Blacksburg.
Trudy, East Carolina is supposed to play in Virginia Tech, and they canceled it yesterday because of the hurricane.
But there's no hurricane in Blacksburg, Virginia.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
That's what a hurricane
is. They have to be, wait, they don't want to be home because you're not supposed to be there.
They're on the coast of East Carolina. So exactly. they want
to
get
they need
there.
To do
they should
is
just
be
fly
there.
To Blacksburg.
And stay.
And stay.
Well, they have to leave anyway.
Right,
so why
exactly.
not go to Blacksburg?
I don't know. I don't
and
understand.
All the fans can go to Blacksburg.
I'm wondering because I heard the Hokies
scared.
Were pissed.
They're scared.
They're going to lose a
the
game.
Hokies
they're
not really pissed. Did you see their Twitter?
Was it the players?
See if I can find. No, I think. Hang on, let me see if I can find it.
I'm not sure I understand it. To be honest, I was wondering because they were talking about a lot of rain for Roanoke. I thought, are they just saying, well, it's probably going to suck there, and we know it's going to suck here, and it's too confusing. So,
do you know Whit Babcock, the athletic director?
Yeah, I know the name.
He said, "We certainly understand the need for safety. We certainly understand the need for safety, of course." We just felt that tomorrow making the decision then would have been more responsible and accurate. We informed East Carolina of this multiple times because they decided on Tuesday instead of waiting a little bit longer. But
they could have practiced in Blacksburg.
So they were going to get.
Of course they
were going to get just mauled by the Hokies, right?
They would not have been favored. They would have been a significant underdog. They've given them good games, though.
And then the football Twitter account traveled out. Hokies are waterproof. Tech traveled to the teeth of Hurricane Matthew in 2016 and came home with a victory 34-0.
Oh,
we
was
don't
that?
Need to fucking practice, Randy.
Hokies
when
are
did they
waterproof.
Travel to the teeth of Hurricane Matthew?
2016.
Against?
let me see. There's a little video that
said they won 34-something.
Probably some half-assed team like usual.
Could have been.
East Carolina.
Where was Hurricane Matthew again?
I know. I was thinking the same thing, Trudy. I couldn't even remember who they would have played.
It was very large. And what is it? What descriptive word did he use? Large and wet? Tremendously large.
Tremendous.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
He also put out a minute 28 video on his Twitter page about Hurricane Florence. And he honestly could have said it in 15 seconds. It was so repetitive. I was laughing at it. I don't know. I don't get it. Whatever.
I know. I saw something about we got an A+ for what we did in Houston or in Texas. We got an A+ for and then
despite the terrible mayor of San Juan, he took a shot at her again.
Did he again?
Underappreciated.
Oh, she's in jail now, isn't she?
What? No, the mayor of San Juan
in Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
isn't she the one that was caught stealing money or something after she and Trump barked at each other?
Puerto Rico.
Really? Oh, I didn't know she was.
I thought so. I don't know, the one that had the new T-shirt.
Yeah, she had the T-shirt company.
Yeah, I thought she was the one. There was somebody who got into it with Trump in Puerto Rico.
She's the one that kept bitching at him.
I think it was her. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
And you're also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
We love you.
Tough crowd.
And we also love Puerto Rico.
Hurricane Florence is fast approaching. It's going to be here over the next 48 hours. And they say it's about as big as they've seen coming to this country and certainly to the East Coast as they've ever seen. We'll handle it.
Be safe. We're ready. That's all. End it right there.
We're able. We've got the finest people, I think, anywhere in the world. FEMA and first responders are out there. They're going to stand through the danger of this storm. Get out of its way. Don't play games with it.
Don't play it's games a with a hurricane.
Maybe as big as they've seen.
Yeah, you already said that.
And tremendous amounts
she,
of water.
The storm facing will charges come, of over $3 million.
We want everybody to be safe.
She was arrested.
We're fully prepared.
Money.
Food.
Corruption.
Medical. Everything you
so
can imagine.
So is she the mayor or no?
We are ready.
She's facing charges of over $3 million in fraud.
Bad things can happen
guys, I'm trying
when
to learn.
You're talking about a storm this size. Called Mother Nature. You never know, but we know. We love you all. We want you safe. Get out of the storm's way. Listen to your local representatives. South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, it's heading your way. It's probably not going to change path. It's going to be hitting pretty soon. Be ready and God be with you.
I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a coming, baby.
Well, for some reason, reading the story just now while Trump was talking, I can't believe he didn't tear her a new ass when this came out.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even know about it, did you?
No.
I just saw it as kind of a fluke. It wasn't like I was looking for it, but I bumped in. I was like, oh, how weird.
But she's still currently the mayor. right now.
She's charged. She isn't.
No,
she hasn't
I still think,
she's
think
still
Trump,
the mayor,
Trump would say, see, that chick could have been doing a better job. She was busy
Puerto
stealing
Rico.
Money.
Well, she's
I would just
done.
Expect him to say something. I mean, not that he should, but I'm just saying I would think he would.
She's charged. She's not convicted, so.
Well, but still, I mean.
It doesn't sound good.
she's got her T-shirt business to fall back on, so.
Oh, I forgot about that. We're hoping Gary Graff
tomorrow.
Now, this
one says that she's not charged and that it was a different mayor. Oh. So, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Gary didn't ghost me. He wants to know when.
Gary. Well,
tell him tomorrow. Gary. See if you can do it like, you want to start early tomorrow? Show meeting?
Gary.
Yes, I do, actually.
That means I can't be on the show.
Yeah, well, I want to start really early. I'm just kidding, Brandon.
It's okay.
I just read three articles. Two of them say she's charged, and another one says former officials from Toa Baja are accused of using $5 million
Toa Baja.
Federal funds.
I've never been to Toa Baja.
And not only is that illegal, it's
that?
Immoral.
Ooh.
Officials at former Finance Secretary Victor Cruz Quintero deposited some $2.5 million in funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development at the town's general and payroll accounts in October 2012. She's making similar deposit transfers, more than $1.75 million in funds from HUD. Oh, this is nice to know. Our taxpayer dollars at work?
That's right.
Yeah, but that's not that mayor.
No, this is the third article. I just read two that said the mayor of the chick, the T-shirt chick, and then this one says it doesn't say anything about her. And
she is a goofus.
Yeah, but it wasn't the T-shirt chick.
She was so angry.
Not according to this article.
All right.
Also, Mayor Miguel Ortiz. Mm. Who that is. Financing projects without prior approval from Puerto Rico. So whatever. It's a pretty corrupt country. And do they have electricity yet? I have no idea.
Not all of it, no.
No. But they do have all that bottled water sitting on a tarmac somewhere.
I know.
Going bad.
It sounded like not a great infrastructure.
No.
And a pretty corrupt place. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't understand Puerto Rico's status. Like, either they're one of us or they're not one of us. I don't like this in-between stuff.
They're an island, man.
Yeah, either pay federal taxes and be a regular. What did you say? Did you forget you were talking? What happened, Brandon?
I'll find the audio later and then get you up to speed.
Thanks, my lady.
I don't know what just happened.
Brandon's going to shoot someone through the bathroom by the end of the day today, my lady. Make sure the cricket bats put away, my lady.
I'm very confused right now.
I never thought cricket bats could break down a door. Would you think that?
No,
I would.
If you want to kill your wife, yeah. If you're that angry.
I guess if you couldn't kick the door, like my foot, I would stick my foot through the door.
He said he kicked the door. He went back and
put his leg on, and then he kicked the door.
Oh.
Do you think he has a Tom Dempsey?
Mario, I swear to God, I was thinking of Tom Dempsey and the, what is that, like a steel toe? What? No, it was like a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
it was like a sledgehammer on his foot. So Tom Dempsey could have...
He's fucking Inspector Gadget, just switches him off.
He would have kicked field goals through the door to kill her.
With his Tom Dempsey...
Giant football holes in the door. That was crazy.
I got to say, too, the other part of that documentary coming full circle that really pissed me off is the fact... I don't know. I was kind of indifferent because it really doesn't matter to me if he ran in the race, but it is such a huge advantage... having those two blades, and they had a physicist down there saying, no, it was actually a detriment, and it was harder because it's not the it's the force you put into the ground. I don't know. It was ridiculous what he's saying, but his strides made him like a foot taller with those things on.
It seemed weird to me. I don't know. I just would have thought that the Olympics would have said, no, those things, you can't use those. Something that looks like feet.
Usually with races, they said in the timing, the first half is faster than your second half.
Yeah.
But with Oscar, it was the reverse because he was a slow starter, but once he got those, you know, those stilt strides going in the second half, he tore it up.
Did you happen to see all these stories about the Lions veterans players saying that they're really unhappy with Matt Patricia, and they have been since he started, and there's all these new BS rules, and it's all Belichick crap, and it doesn't work here?
Yeah, because the offseason was so tough. Boo fucking who.
I do think, though, you know, you do kind of want to win your players over one way or another.
I'm sorry. They're getting paid a lot of money. Suck it up. Suck it up, man. It's their job.
Well, yeah, of course they should. But I'm just saying, if he doesn't motivate his play, I mean, if there's a disconnect and the players are playing less than what they're capable of because they don't like the coach, it's kind of a problem on both sides.
Yeah, but I think it's a bigger problem on who's being paid.
Yeah, but he won't be paid for long if they play like they played Monday night.
Well, yeah, and that's where his downfall is going to be.
And the other thing was this hilarious fight, if you saw Brandon's prep, which I'm sure you didn't.
Yes.
Great joke on your prep, by the way.
Which one? The fight?
The story we're talking about. Yeah, about
Righteous the two Rick. Calvin Johnsons?
No, Righteous Rick missed the opportunity to pants both these guys.
Yeah, they could have easily, one of them could have easily been to pants. The other one maybe a little harder, but he could have done it.
Yeah.
That one was wearing an away Calvin Johnson jersey. One was wearing a home Calvin Johnson jersey. They both had hoodies on.
I thought it was a Hanson jersey the one guy had on.
Oh, was it?
I thought so. Oh, I could be wrong.
I thought it was the two Calvins. Anyway.
I like the two views that you provided, though, Brandon, on your prep, where there was a longer video.
Yes. Because different angles.
One guy was like a... It's kind of a weeble.
He was a total weeble.
And then he just weaved back up.
Yeah, those are, can we put a link for those?
Yeah, I'm sure we can.
That was pretty funny. Nice job in the prep ring.
Thank you.
Nice job on your fantasy teams, too.
Like us on Facebook, please. It's flagging.
Like my lady.
Chris and Linda, this is our good friend, Congressman Gary Condit. He also lost someone close to him and thinks it has something to do with the same Puerto Rican guy that hurt our kids.
We're going to get that son of a bitch.
Yes, I sure hope we do.
I spoke with the FBI, and some Puerto Rican guy has just made their number one most wanted.
Oh, good. Maybe now they'll catch him. Oh, here's another member of our support group, OJ.
Hey, guys.
Chris, Linda, you know OJ Simpson.
Oh, sure.
OJ's wife was killed by some Puerto Rican guy, too.
Yep, it was some Puerto Rican guy, all right.
So you see, Chris and Linda, there are people like you all over the country who've been affected by some Puerto Rican guy.
Hey, let's make Chris and Linda an official part of the group.
Yeah!
All
right.
One of us. One of us. Gobble, 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 gobble.
One of us.
One of us.
Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble. One of us. One of us.